B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
Deshaun Jackson gets a block! Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Yo, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocks the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
Buddy, happy Tuesday to all across the Delaware Valley. Hope everybody had a wonderful holiday weekend, or at least a restful one. We know that it was rainy most of the weekend, but yesterday cleared up and beautiful day. Sun splash skies. Hope you enjoyed it. Got outside, cookout, barbecue, beach, you name it. My case, baseball diamond. Hopefully, you enjoyed it. And of course, it was a weekend of great exhilaration that took place on Saturday night with a blowout win in game three to take a commanding 3-0 lead over the Wizards. And then last night, on their way to another blowout lead, and they were, man. If Embiid stays in the game, that's another blowout. I mean, they were up, what, 12 early, 8, 10, whatever it was, up early. And then it was only because he goes out, and then all the rest ensued. You saw it. I will tell you that he is fine. So we're expecting him to play tomorrow night. I'm expecting, for the information I've received, he is fine. The knee is fine. There is no damage. We'll see about the tailbone soreness, but I think, and this is, I think that they're expecting him to play. So, which in this case, I think whether he plays or not, they win the series, but I want to get him on the court. I need him back on the floor, and you get to close out. I'll tell you one thing though. He's so valuable. He's so crucial to the success of this team that it's almost nerve-wracking watching him, because when he does fall, you just hold your breath every time. Like, the season goes before your eyes every time. He means so much to this team that you watch white knuckle. You white knuckle watch. That's real. I'll never forget, the only person I felt like that with, where you white knuckle watch and you're like, please, 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 please stay healthy, at the end of Wentz, and B. West. Because B. West was like the 90% of the offense. So watching Brian Westbrook was like, please stay healthy, because without you, they got nothing. But watching the big man, I mean, everything. Look, the title, the parade, the process, everything hinges on the big man and the big man's health. So you will examine the game last night. My thoughts are pretty simple, that he goes out and things go awry. Like, that's the big picture. When he goes out, it changes the whole dynamic of everything. It changes mindset. Like, all of a sudden, everything worked with ease. Spacing was with ease. I mean, you practice it that way. You play it that way. And so they were utterly dominant with him on the floor. Now you take him off the floor, and what happens? Now you got to figure out, oh, wait, we got to do it this way, or we got to do it that way, and we got to change our approach. And we got to somehow, get our spacing back. And that's why I kept telling the guys in the morning, and, Bobby knows and Bro knows and Johnny knows, like, the whole thing about it. It's so much different than when you prepare to play without him. when you're playing with him and he goes out for good, that throws you off. But if you're prepared to play without him, now again, they're not winning anything without him other than you could beat Washington and you might be able to beat Atlanta, but obviously you're not beating Brooklyn or Milwaukee without Embiid. That's not happening. So, but thank God he's okay. I just wouldn't make a lot out of last night. I'm not making anything out of Tobias. The Ben thing, look, they're going to play Hackenbeck at some point. He's not a good free throw shooter. I mean, we all know that. He was, what, 0-for-10 to start the, you know, all combined, and then they did the Hackenbeck, and he was 4-for-8. You know, I mean, certain guys just aren't good at it. We all could say, hey, you got to be a better free throw shooter. All right, like, I'm not going to argue with that. But some guys just aren't good free throw shooters, right? Like Giannis is not a good free throw shooter. Well, he's an incredible basketball player, but he's not shooting fouls. He's not good at it. And Ben is weird because he's not horrible. Like, there are times when he goes to the line and he looks good. And then there was one sequence. First one was ugly, like a line drive. And then next one, he focused, took his breath, and he knocked it down with like confidence. Perfect. Foul through, dunked the holy water. It was perfect. Just perfect form and all. You know, I don't know. I don't know how. Certain guys, I mean, you understand it. It's free throws. I don't have to tell you. Some guys can't shoot free throws. Wilt could shoot a free throw, right? One of the greatest players in the history of the game. So, I don't know. I mean, that's a problem. Will they play Hackenbeck? Yeah, I would. At some point. I thought Doc did a good job leaving him in there. Let them take his lumps. Go ahead. Go to the line, son. You're going to see it at some point. You might as well see it then. I got no problem with that. I thought that was smart. I thought Doc coached for the future. Like, I thought he coached for the future of the playoffs. I liked it. I like what he did. I love getting Maxey. And again, I think we're pretty clear on how the rotation should be. I don't want to see Shake Milton. Not at all. Listen, nice guy. Love you, Shake. Wish you the best. You know, root him on. But I need you in sweats. I don't need you in the game. He can't be in the game. That Maxey, every time he's on the floor, it's impossible not to fall in love with him. Him, and you know, played real well yesterday. Matisse knocked down a couple shots, was active again. You got that from Matisse and Thibault. I mean, Matisse and Tyree and Maxey. My God. Those two are going to be valuable cogs going forward. That's what you need. Like, you need young role players. Like, you need veteran starters, and you need to lean on the veterans. But the kids could come in off the bench and give you a shot in the arm. They played well. George Hill played well. That's what you expect from George Hill. Kyrie had a good game in game 3. Was not really off. Look at the spacing. Spacing wasn't there for Green and Kyrie and the shooters. You saw it. Tobias. I mean, you know, that's what it was. So I don't feel any angst whatsoever. And I did get the good news. Like, I hear that he's fine, that the big man's fine. So I'm going to expect him to play, and I'm going to feel good about him, and I'm not going to worry about and get bogged down about last night. I thought the game was horribly officiated. You know, they lost. I mean, you know, they lost on merit. And that's kind of how I look at it. Good morning, Tunis.
What's up, man?
What's up, man?
I'm disappointed because, you know, I won in the sweep.
What's up, man?
And move on. But I'm not freaking out today. I was freaking out when Embiid went down. And I was freaking out all night. But I appreciate you giving me that positive news that he seems fine. And that expectations are for him to play in game 5. That's good. Quite frankly, I think they could win without him for a full game. Like, I think he could sit game five. Because, like you said, it's one thing when you lose him in the middle of a game and you didn't plan to not have Joel Embiid. Just look back not too long ago. Game one, Joel Embiid's got three fouls in the first quarter. He plays 9 minutes in the first half. And look what happened in the first half. It was ugly, but Tobias Harris took over. He got them to halftime. Embiid comes back and they win, the, you know, pretty easy fashion in the second half. I get that. That was with Joel Embiid. But if you can prepare yourself, we've seen runs this year where when Embiid was out, the Sixers went 6-4 that one stretch, and I know they weren't good teams, but the Wizards aren't a good team. I could see them win the game without Embiid. You saw in the fourth quarter, once they started figuring out how to play with one another, they made that incredible run back. They go on a 16-3 run. That's impressive.
They almost stole it. I mean, they almost stole the game.
They had a couple missed shots.
The game was over.
If Korkmaz hits that open three, yeah, top of the key, and Korkmaz had an okay game.
I actually thought he played well.
He played well, but the top, he had that open look from the top of the key. Hits that, you're up one. It's a totally different story.
Yeah, it is. But he played well. But, you know, again, you're not going to win games or lose games with Korkmaz.
No, of course not. I mean? No, there's a lot more to it.
So.
But I think they could win a game without Embiid, but if he's ready to go, by all means, play him. There's of further injury. He goes out there. You end the series in five.
No,
in front of your home crowd,
dude. The last thing you want is the series to be extended.
Yeah.
All right, because now it's 3-2, and you got to go down there. They're going to be nuts.
Yeah.
Nah. You don't need any of that. He's got to play tomorrow, and you got to waste him tomorrow and be done with it. You don't need to be pushed to the brink,
right?
Or tested in any way.
Yeah, it makes sense.
You got to go end it tomorrow and flex. You won games 2 and 3, blowout. Where your starters didn't have to play. You better come back out, and you better take care of business.
Now, can I ask you something? Yeah. You've been doing this a long time. Part of it may be precautionary reasons he didn't come back in the game yesterday. For further down the line reasons because of the playoffs? Like, do you think he could have come back yesterday?
I don't know.
Obviously, you know, we're not doctors and we're not touching the
knees. I mean, honestly, I don't know.
Because when he went down, my first thought was don't even put him back in, even if you can.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't have a kid. I don't know how. I mean, him. I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe. And maybe they were being ultra careful. Like, at some point, I think Doc says, you know what? Tonight's not our night. We're not getting any calls. You know what, dude?
Take it easy.
Yeah.
See game five.
I mean, listen. Doc could have gave him the call. At halftime, they reevaluate, right? And he says, I'm okay. I can go, right? So, not bad, right?
I can play.
And then maybe he goes, maybe Doc goes, listen. Joe, we're good. I think we're all right. I think we're okay.
He goes, we could squeak one out here if we don't.
You know,
game five, it's over.
Right.
And they almost pulled it off.
And they did. Because at halftime, you know, Washington went on that run.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of how that was his mindset. Like, we don't need to do anything here, right? Like, let's just figure this out. We're good. Let's see. You rest. I'm not going to mess around with you. Whole playoffs, and let's see what we do. And if we need you game five, you come back game five.
Yeah, I think that's the smart move.
That's all.
And if that's what they had to do, and they did that, I applaud them for it. It's okay.
Yeah, that's kind of my 50,000 foot view.
Okay.
You know, again, I'm not really freaked out by any of it.
People were going to call in today, say Ben came up small. I know.
All right.
I'm all, you know. I prepared myself for those calls. Do I wish he could hit free throws? Yeah, I wish he could hit free throws, but he's not a good free throw shooter. It's basically that's it.
Well, I don't know. I can't really get crazy over it.
Yeah, the next question is, should he have been out there up until the 2 minute mark? And Ben Simmons is your best player. Once Embiid goes down, Ben Simmons is your best player. Of course,
dude, he's
got to
be out there.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Of course, he's got to be out there.
And look,
I know there's people that say then he can't be in the game.
Nah. You can't do that. And here's the thing I liked about it. I did actually feel heartened that he went through it. Like, if I was Doc, I'd make him go through it now, too. Now, I don't know how I'd feel against Brooklyn in game seven. And,
right,
you know, that little bit different. But I like the fact, I like how Doc played it. I want it against Washington. Go ahead, dude. Go try to make free throws. And as bad as he is, because he was brutal, right? The whole series.
Yeah,
all
10 coming into that game.
Right? The whole series, brutal. You know, I took it as a positive. So he was fouled four times in leading up to the 2 minutes, right?
Yep.
And he was 4 for 8.
Yes.
You know.
Part of me thinks he has a mindset of, well, I know this is coming, so.
So he was 4 for 8. Now, it's funny, because if he's 6 for 8, you take that every day of the week, right?
Yes, yes. But so, I'd take 4 of it or 2 of 8.
Well, I would take 4 of it.
You know what I mean?
So, actually, I was actually not as broken up over it.
Yeah, the only problem was it started when they were up. And then when he would make 1 of 2, instead of going up 3, they're only up 2.
And then
Wizards
They hit a 3 to put them up 4.
Yeah, exactly.
That was the big spot.
That's what hurts.
I'm not telling you.
Trading threes for, you know, 1s for 3s.
Right, it's good. I'm not telling you that's good. I'm just saying in a game 4 where you're the better team. Like, I hear these, you know, I got to stop because it's why I went on Twitter for 3 seconds. And
you
I saw
gross,
some media dude talking about, bottom line, Simmons makes his foul shots. The Sixers win. All right, pal. Some guys should never talk basketball.
Or bottom line, if Embiid didn't
insulting.
Land awkwardly and he stayed healthy,
dude,
they're not playing in the fourth
the
quarter.
The whole game itself, listen, it goes without saying that he's got to be a better free throw shooter.
Right.
But that's a small part of a big reason why yesterday turned out to be a loss. Quite frankly, the way we've seen these series go a million times, they should have lost by, you know, 15, and that would have been it. Right? But the kids bring him back. Right? I mean, how many times if I tell you at the end of that game, Sixers lose by 15, are you surprised?
No.
Nah. Because you've seen that's the way things go.
Right, once Embiid goes down.
Right, they lose all momentum in the third quarter.
The mindset's different.
They had no momentum in the third quarter. None.
Maxie just goes out there and balls.
That was the fourth quarter. But there was no momentum in the third quarter. It was all Washington. They were able to hang, and then Washington started to pull away. And then the fourth quarter is when the kids start to really, you know, get you back in the game.
It's good to know for the future.
It is.
Maxie gets that block on Westbrook.
It is.
I mean, it's great.
It is.
Shakes you, loses minutes.
I mean, I'm all about, like, if you need to get nuts and overreact for a good cause, I get it, but not now.
No. I did not wake up today saying, can't wait to get on the radio to yell about Ben.
Or yell about anybody.
But, yeah, exactly.
Not even Simmons.
I said, wow, that really sucked. That put a damper on my night, but.
Like, listen, if you want to call up today and you want to, man, he sucks. All right. Like, you know, I'm not going to argue with it. I mean, yeah. I agree. I mean, certain guys aren't going to shoot foul shots, right? And again, it's funny how his comp he's a lot like Giannis in a lot of different ways. I actually think he could become a better free throw shooter than Giannis, but he's been horrible in this series. That's true. All right, we got lots to get to, and this should not dampen. They're up 3-1. Wednesday should be the closeout no matter what. We got full capacity. Plenty of runway left in these playoffs. We'll discuss it all. Here you go. Here's your phone number. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. It's Cuz Radio with Shunis. And we're just getting started on a Memorial Day weekend. Tuesday.
Anthony!
First day of June, baby. June, baby, June. Listen, kudos to my man. You heard Anthony.
Anthony!
You know that is. That's Anthony Labruciano. That's who Anthony is. Hey, if you need a roof, you need help with your roof, look no further than Labruciano Roofing. Now, Let me get tell you about some awards, because we're always about the MVP. I wonder what the odds were for Anthony to get named Contractor of the Year by CertainTeed. Now, he's probably heavy favorite. It's a prestigious honor, just like the MVP award. No surprise, Anthony and his squad, the roofing experts. Don't trust any company that just does roofs. Listen, trust Anthony and the true roofing expert at LaBruce General Roofing. Call them. That's right. The only roofing expert that I trust right here in the Delaware Valley, a certified, CertainTeed, five-star select single master, which means the best warranty in business. 50 years for the manufacturer, 25 years of the expert workmanship from Anthony and his team. Get things moving right away. Call them now. Schedule an in-person, on-site estimate. LaBruce General Roofing Experts will take the time to explain your options, give you the peace of mind you deserve as a hardworking homeowner. The only roofing expert that I will recommend is LaBruce General Roofing. Call them. 610-265-ROOF. That's 610-265-ROOF. Or call paroofpros.com. That's paroofpros, P-R-O-S.com.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
10 o'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. All right, 10:30 across the Delaware Valley, hanging out on a Tuesday. I hope your Memorial Day weekend was fun. I can't believe it. June 1, dude. June 1. Normally, once we flip the calendar to June, you know what that means.
We push the football season?
Yes. Historically, the push to June, when you flip the calendar to June, it was all right. Now it's changed a little bit because training camp used to begin in July.
And training camp mattered.
Right.
You know right. What I mean?
But, you know, I mean, still, it signifies 3 months. It's the last 90-day push.
Yeah. Right. Now it's signifying
the summer push. It's the summer push to football. And you're right. Now it's the Sixers push.
Summer of the Sixers.
It is the Sixers summer.
Dude.
I love the Sixers summer.
I do too.
Yeah. I'm enjoying it. That's why you can't let one game where the big man's out to all of a sudden you go goofy.
Now you saying that he's good, I'm back on the beach and I'm sitting in the chair by the waves.
Do you see me at all nervous?
No.
Now, conversely, if I thought there would be a reason to be nervous, how would I be acting right now?
Really, yeah. Really. I'm trying to say something like as if I'm trying to use a good example. So if you lost someone is what I'll say.
Right.
How about that?
Right. I would be devastated.
I don't even want to put those. I don't even want to put those out there.
I know, but let's just say, all right, how would I feel? If I thought there was a good chance something bad, I would be down. Like, you heard me doing prayers. We would be doing a prayer line every day. I'm serious. Yes. Like we did with Wentz.
Yep.
Didn't work, but I had Vi doing a prayer.
Yeah. We would have to call Reverend Vi.
Who is in Utah. I hope he's doing well, man. I miss the Vi.
Sure he's doing good out there. Fresh air.
He likes to see play the Jazz. See, go see Vi. We got a place to stay. I didn't even realize.
That's
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
We should get Vi on. Talk Jazz. So, I feel good about it. As long as, listen, as long as the big man can play, they're going to win. All right? That's it.
They're fine. It's over in five.
What did you do this weekend?
A lot of drinking.
Yeah?
I thank God yesterday was nice because I was so, listen, I have a good time down the shore no matter when it is, you know, even if it's raining, but obviously it's not the same when it's not sunny out. So I still found myself having a good time Friday and Saturday and Sunday, but Monday was beautiful. Yesterday was fantastic.
What did you, how long were you on the beach?
5.5 hours.
Wow.
Yeah. Nice. I made it because I want to get back plenty of time before the Sixers game. So I ate before the game.
Oh, you watched the LP of the Sixers?
No, I watched it at my parents' house.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, actually, at my uncle's house for the first half and then went to my parents' house for the second half.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they live down there too.
Where's your uncle live at? Same thing near your father?
Yeah. It's a two-minute drive.
Oh.
Yeah. So we went there for the first half and then,
I'm not a big fan of the multiple venues for a game. First half, second, I can't do that.
Even if it's 2 minutes away?
I'm out.
Really?
I'm way out. Way out. Same thing. Like
it was the first commercial. I didn't miss halftime show. Commercial break.
I get it. I mean, I'm not saying you missed anything. You're clear or close. I'm out on multiple venues, though. I need to be in a spot.
Really?
I'm like done for the night. Game's on.
Yeah, see,
I'm in the spot.
I felt like me changing because they were, you know, struggling. Changing the houses, I thought brought life to the Sixers. Actually, the third quarter was bad. But.
You should have ran back over your uncle's.
But then the fourth quarter happened.
Right.
It was a good time. I found a European grocery store owned by a Lithuanian.
No way.
Yeah, so I actually...
In Brigantine?
No, it's like 10 minutes out of Brigantine.
Where?
Northfield.
Get out.
Yeah, so I brought stuff home.
No way.
Yeah, like Lithuanian products, like food.
Really?
I was pumped. I was like, this is amazing.
What'd you get? Like, what could you get there that you usually can't get?
There's a Russian market in the Northeast that has a lot of Lithuanian products. So there's a lot of the stuff there. There's like, you know, the treats and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
But then,
what are the treats?
They kind of like ice creams and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Lithuanian ice cream?
It's delicious. Yeah, fantastic.
What's the difference?
Nothing, but it says
Lithuania. So like a gelato?
It says product
thing?
Of Lithuania on it. So that's why it tastes even better.
Wow.
Yeah, it was great. And then I brought home some beet soup.
Oh, that's a Lithuanian soup?
Beet
soup?
And okay. I ate it every day, both times I was out there for lunch, because you ate nothing but garbage for breakfast and then for dinner and then late night, and you also drank all day. So that was the...
That's the nourishment.
Yeah.
You get the beet soup.
That was a flush it out
meal. Is it a hot soup or is it a cold soup?
But then they put a hot potato in there, so it kind of warms... Oh, dude, trust me. Now, you wouldn't like it because you put sour cream in it and everything.
You put a hot potato?
Oh, dude.
And then it kind of
warms up the soup. Oh, dude, it's so good.
Why is it cold?
I don't know. I got it in a jar. Not even canned. In a jar.
Did you drink it? Did you eat it? Did you eat one?
Not yet. I brought it. Right. I'll probably have it
Will you put it in the pot or you just eat it out of the thing?
I'll probably just put it into a bowl and eat it.
Oh.
Yeah, man. Oh, it's delicious.
That's nasty.
Yeah, dude. It's great. Had some meats there. It's great.
I bet it's awesome. I bet the cuisine's awesome. I would love to try the cuisine.
Oh, my God, yeah. None of it's healthy for you except the beet soup.
Why? What's the worst thing?
Everything's bacon grease. Like cooked in bacon grease. Like everything.
Jeez, that's good.
Yeah, no, it's delicious, but it's terrible for you. Yeah.
So you're excited. That was your Memorial Day weekend. You had that?
Yeah, to find something to do in the rain,
In the rain, yeah.
And then take some time off from boozing.
Did you go to the Alps?
No, I didn't make it over there. We went to the other bars, the other restaurants, but I think I'm going back down next weekend.
What was the best thing you ate over the weekend?
Oh, I had a great burger at one of the restaurants.
Yeah.
And it hit the spot perfectly.
Memorial Day weekend burger is the best.
But then my dad made his famous sauerkraut. He's got little bacon bits in it too. So I had a hot dog with the sauerkraut on it. Oh man,
there you go.
It was a good weekend.
Tyrone was talking Saturday. He said, "Listen, we're in 2021. Why do people still eat hot dogs?"
Really?
He wants to abolish the hot dog.
He's anti hot dog and he's anti coleslaw. He hates the coleslaw.
Well, he's anti hot dog because it's bad for him. He's like, why are they still hot dog? Like, why are we still hot dogging it up?
Good for your soul.
Classic. Classic. Anyway, back to the matter at hand. What do you think the people, how was your people with the game? Your father?
He was okay. I mean, he kind of knew too once Embiid went down. He was disappointed at the end when they didn't win, obviously. And he, you know, he's an old school guy of how can somebody not make free throws in the NBA? And I think that's a lot of people have that sentiment.
Oh, my God.
A lot of people have that sentiment.
This, okay.
But he ended up going 4 of 8.
Right. But this concept, you're in the NBA. You came through for the. Certain guys don't have touch. Like, what? Like, I don't understand that. And I know it's like an old school, you know, it's free throws.
I could go out there with my eyes closed and make 10.
Okay, well, here's the problem. You can't get fouled, right? Like, so, you know, certain guys aren't good free throw shooters. I mean, that's just you just got to grin and bear it. Like, I'm not saying, like, what are you going to do? It's free throw. I mean, do I want to make it? Sure. I was hard by 4 of 8.
Yeah.
What's that tell you? I mean, you look at Giannis.
Yeah.
This is what it
but
is.
But then you'll get Giannis can score 40. Blah, blah, blah.
Okay, well, it's not about scoring 40. It's about all the other stuff he does on the floor. So, whatever. Listen, I'm telling you now, if it's a Ben day, get off your chest. Don't expect me to answer you. No way. Let's kick it started on the phones. Let's go to Kel. You're on that. Rel. My man, the Rel. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What's up, man?
How you been, Rel?
I got a good one for you. Remember when the Super Bowl went down and it was you and your cousin was on Chestnut Street and two brothers walked up to you and hung out with you for about 20 minutes?
No way.
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, my God. Dude.
And we hung out and we kicked it and we just laughed.
Oh, my God. We had that. We were like, we had the tequila. You remember that, right?
Yes, Lord. I remember that. We hung out for about an hour, man. That was crazy. That was one of the best times.
Oh, my God. I remember. Oh, my God, bro. That's fabulous.
Yeah, that's me, man. That's me, brother. I had to call.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah,
dude,
man.
Whacked out. We're like 21st and Walnut under a tree at the corner with like, you know, a case of beer and a bottle of tequila. And we're just like hugging everybody. How about it?
Oh, God, Jesus.
That was the greatest, brother. What a moment, man. We shared history together.
Man, your cousin was cool as hell, too, man.
Oh, cousin really Joey was whacked. Yeah, he was the best. Yeah, he was whacked.
You know, I'm going to tell you, before I tell you my sister's point, just knowing that people like you and, you know, sports icons in the city were just accessible. Like, people got to know, like, you guys are fans of the teams, too. And it's like, we all just were just one unit that night. Just everybody was just, like, elated to see the Eagles finally get this pinnacle of excellence. But my Sixers point, I wanted to
we got
to
do the same thing when the Sixers win, all right?
I know, man. The Sixers are my favorite, man. I love the Sixers, man. Like, I wanted to just a point for you I wanted to talk to. I know you make a lot of good moral points. Is I was looking back at this in a different way, and I was looking at it like the Sixers fans treated Westbrook so poorly last week. And when they threw that popcorn on the guy, that was a very low moment for anybody. And I think that you have to oftentimes look out for karma.
A little karma action, biting us in game 4?
Yeah, and I think that the Sixers, even though they're a great team, you're always one injury away or one moment away from your whole plan derailing. That's life in general.
Yes.
That's life in general. So even though, thank God, you said Embiid is okay, that could have easily been the other way. And then what do you do then? Like, Dwight Howard's clearly not going to play 40
minutes. Nah, listen, if that happened, God forbid, if that happened, it's over, son. Like, that's it.
So hopefully when the fans come back and you say full capacity, I pray that same reprehensible behavior does not rear itself again, because we have to remember,
yeah,
we're only one moment away, and karma is real.
That's a way to, that's a good way to put it out there, man. I hear you. I agree with you. I think
karma
it is real.
Is real.
Now it should be on
badly,
the Sixers' side after that idiot fan ran on the floor. Did you see him get clocked?
I saw that. That was insane. Yeah.
It's
that
a great
was
tackle,
insane,
actually.
But I think that we should just be like, just be mindful that the way you treat people,
yes,
opposing or not, just be respectful,
yeah,
of your opponent. And if they lose, hey, get them out of here. But, you know, that lowly behavior, it can come back and bite you.
Yeah, I think that's a beautiful statement, man.
You the man, man.
Thank love you, brother. Brother. See you. But, right. Yo, don't forget, man. July.
Same corner. Look.
Same corner. We'll be on that corner. All right, buddy.
See you, brother.
Yeah, we were on a corner that night. Sixers win. Oh, what a tie.
Would you do that for the Sixers? Do your hotel and everything again?
I don't know how to do it.
Because it's not one game.
Because you don't know if it's going to close out, whatever. I will tell you.
24-hour cancellation. So let's say they win it game six. You would have 72 hours prior to whatever game seven would be.
No, it's not even about that, because I love those people at the hotel. I don't know.
I'm saying you book the room for game six, the day of game six.
I
almost book the room.
I hear you. I'm going to have to think about that. All right, well, we got a ways away.
Let's get to game five.
All right, like, we're in first round. We're not talking about that. Long ways away before we get into that.
Got the dreams already.
How about the Bucks? They just wasted Miami and Jimmy.
Why'd the series? I'm still confused. Why'd the series go the way that it did? Where they played four games before the Sixers even played four games.
Yeah.
Why? Was there any reason?
I don't know.
I tried looking it up. I tried finding if there was an article anywhere.
With the schedule?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It was weird that they played four games.
TV makes schedule. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they'll have all the networks and, you know, I don't know. It's a good question, but all I know is Bucks, they flex, although they suffered a major injury. Dante DiVincenzo, that's a big injury.
It may have not meant much against the Heat, but it could
come Brooklyn.
Yeah.
1-2-3, plays three positions. Good little ball player. He turned out to be a nice ball player for them.
Yeah, he did.
I still think they got enough to beat Brooklyn.
I think they have enough, too, but I don't think it's enough where it's four or five games, right? I think this is a six, seven game series, which is good for the Sixers. Let them beat up each other, man.
No, without a doubt. Without a doubt. Let's go to Lou. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Lou.
What's up, man?
What's happening, Lou?
How are you?
Good.
I wanted to talk about Ben. Well, listen, I've been a big fan of yours for a long time, right? I'm originally a South Philly guy.
Uh-huh.
I work at Parks Casino.
Oh,
I told you before about Ben. Listen.
Do I see you at Parks?
So listen, I'm at work now. I'm in the parking lot right now, but
nice.
I just was waiting to get on. So I got to go to work in about 45 minutes. But anyway.
Go ahead, buddy.
Listen, they got to move Ben Simmons. Got to go, dude. I can't take another minute of this kid. Let me give you a scenario. Since he got drafted, right? We keep reminding you this. Number one overall pick. Not a first round pick. The number one overall pick.
That's irrelevant.
You're old enough to remember.
That's irrelevant to the conversation.
Listen to me.
I tell you every time where he was taken.
All right.
What is irrelevant to where we sit today, Lou?
Right.
It is.
Why?
Yeah, wait, dude.
Because
listen, Jahlil Okafor.
Dude, he was drafted number one.
Doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean anything.
40th. Dude, it matters.
No, it doesn't.
He gets compared.
Where we
most
sit today does not. Draft does not matter.
Oh, my God. This is my frustration.
Dude, you got to educate yourself on the sport.
I educate myself. I've been following basketball for 45
years.
Well,
you got to find. You got to go shoot pool.
Listen to me, dude. He gets compared to Magic Johnson. Do you remember the 1980 NBA Finals?
Yeah, he jumped center against the Sixers.
So his center went down. He scored 42 points to win the championship.
Dude, stop, Magic Johnson. Dude, stop, 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 stop. Stop. Here's the deal, Lou. Here's the deal.
He's a stiff.
He's a stiff.
Magic Johnson went
off. Lou? Lou?
A friggin' rookie.
I can't take it. Dude, I love you. I'll see you in parks. Dude, you're ridiculous. He's a stiff? Come on. He's a stiff because what? First of all, understand the freaking game. You watched the game 40 years, and what did you learn? What'd you learn? You watched the game 40 years. First of all, you understand that day. First of all, he's not Magic Johnson right now. He's not. However, the 42 points, let's look at things. So Jabbar was ruled out before the game. Whether he scores or doesn't score, go to the line, doesn't go to the line, forget about it. It's irrelevant to what happened 40 years ago. It's irrelevant to where he was drafted. How could you call him a stiff when for what you look at him what he did in game 2 and 3 and how well he played? If you look at him, what he does on the defensive side of the ball. I mean, stop. I can't do it. How he can get the, how he can facilitate the basketball. I don't need to go through this again. Listen, and you want to, see, this is why it drives me nuts about people like you, Lou. And listen, don't take it personal. I love you. Do I think you know the game? Yeah, I do think you know the game. But I think you're blinded by something. Because I don't think it's hate, but it's something bad that you that completely blinds you. And you're stubborn. Because you expect him to do things that he doesn't do. But that, the stuff he does do, you don't recognize. So just stop. Like, why would you call today? We're they lost one game. They're up 3-1 in this series. And your call to me today is get his ass out of here. He's a stiff. That's asinine. Like, that's a dumb call, Lou. It is. I'm sorry. It's stupid. They're up 3-1 in a series. He's a part of how your team wins. He's not going to get, understand what he does and what he doesn't do. You should know what he does and doesn't do. My Lord, never stops. Junis. Help.
What do you want to say?
I mean, seriously.
Lou, hey, listen, I don't mean to be disrespectful here, but I'm guessing Lou was one of the people upset with his game one performance when he only had 6 points. And that's the only thing they saw.
Yeah.
Was the 6 points.
Whatever.
And that was it.
I don't know why the whole thing turns into Simmons. Oh, over and over and over and over and over again. Well, you can't call the kid a stiff. Stop.
No.
You sound stupid when you do that. I know you're not stupid. Don't be that guy, Lou. Not you. Don't be that guy. This summer, I'm talking about a different guy. You can still be slimmer for this summer. It only takes 40 days to lose 20 to 40 plus pounds with NJ Diet. Yes, NJ Diet's contractually guaranteed money back program starts with bioenergetically personalized supplements based on your hair, saliva, and blood work. Now, see, it's all about the science with NJ Diet. So NJ Diet then uses DNA testing to create your ideal diet plan and workout regimen to help you keep the weight off the rest of your life. You're not sure you can do it alone? NJ Diet's with you every step of the way. You're fully monitored by the certified staff to make sure you're burning fat and not just losing water. You're going to get the doctor's personal email, phone number. NJ Diet is committed to you keeping the weight off. It's all natural. No shots, no hormones, no surgery. Offices are close by. Cherry Hill, Princeton, now opening King of Prussia, the KOP. Available live online video consultations. Visit NJDiet.com or call 855-5NJDiet. Go to NJDiet.com, lose the weight for good. That's NJDiet.com.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Back
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5, The Fanatic.
O'clock across the Delaware Valley. So, what do you think? You have a poll up today, Andrew? Over the pulse of the city?
No, not yet, because I'm really just reading reaction right now, and everyone's fine.
Yeah, I get that sense, too. I don't feel like... I think the Lose of the world are an extreme minority.
Yeah, like, it's almost not even worth putting up a, you know, how are you feeling poll,
yeah,
or Ben Simmons poll brought to you by Barbie Canteen and air conditioning, air scrubbers, you know?
Right, yeah, no Ben.
Because it's going to be 90-10, Sixers are fine.
Right.
It'll always be 80-20 regarding Ben.
Right.
Do you wish Ben Simmons made his free throws? I would hope 100% said
right,
yes.
Right,
because that's, yeah, we all wish Ben Simmons would hit his free throws. So I think the tone of the audience today, there's not many Lou's out there right now. And because you also sound like Lou says he's small and he's stiff. What about the first three games of the series?
Like, dude, that's why you can't even, you know, you can't even. It's stupid.
The Sixers are up 3-1. Ben Simmons is 3-1 in terms of good games.
Well, that's my point to Lou. It's like, dude, why are you calling today with this nonsense? Stop. Just stop. And, you know, the hang up with these people about he was drafted one. So what? Listen, Matt, like, we're sitting here. How long ago was he drafted? 5 years? It's 5 years since that draft? Well, all right. That's 5 years ago. A lot's changed since then.
Right, exactly.
They went through four general managers, right? Like, I mean, Brett twice, right? Like, that's stupid. So, but I get the sense that everybody's pretty calm.
Yeah, I think so too, and I think everybody realizes. I think you calmed a lot of people down talking about Embiid. Because listen, if we hear Embiid out 2 to 3 weeks, right? You still think they win the series against the Wizards, but now the conversation is, oh no, will that series with Atlanta be tougher, more of a sweat than what it should be, right? Like, that would be the conversation. We would be looking ahead because we still think they beat the Wizards, but we'd be worried about the future of the playoffs. Hearing that Embiid is good and most likely going to play tomorrow night, that should calm everyone down. It should. You see how the Sixers are with Embiid on the court without him. And it's not just the Wizards, any team. But with the Wizards, they can't stop him. Even when he was banged up, he scored. He pushed Robin Lopez to the ground, made a layup. This was with the apparent knee and tailbone. I think everyone's relaxed. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah, good. All right. I mean, I was just worried that people would have a different take on this stuff.
By the way, the first caller touched on it. Are we still the worst fan base in the world because of popcorn? Now, what that guy did with the popcorn, complete moron. I'm glad he got his tickets taken away from him. But what about running onto the court?
Yeah. But that was more, I mean, I just think Rel was talking about it from a karma standpoint.
No, I understand that. But it's funny. I have like ESPN on here. And I don't see number one headline.
Oh.
DC fan runs on court.
Because I think it was the fact that it was Westbrook. It was a player.
Ah, okay.
Like, if he goes on the court, and I don't know, wants to go hug Ben Simmons, then I think it gets played. But the fact that he just ran on the court.
Oh, okay.
The other thing was more, it was luck. I mean, that Westbrook, it's, you know, his reaction. It's more salacious when you add an athlete to the mix.
By the way, what's going on? Did we forget how to be fans? Got the popcorn. They got the water bottle. Yo, dude.
That was horrible.
Yeah. I'm glad they locked him up. He's going to court.
He should.
He got arrested for assault charges.
Yeah, but you have to do that because...
It keeps happening.
Yes.
We got spitters. We got people saying racial slurs in Utah. What are we doing?
Yeah. And then you listen, you know how I feel about Kyrie, but come on, man. What's that about?
We forgot how to go to games. And
it's weird. Yeah, I don't know. That's bizarre. One other thing, and then we'll get back to the phone lines. What's up with the fightings?
Who?
Oh, my God.
You and I talked about this last week.
Yesterday was a drubbing.
Yeah, but you and I talked about this last
Vinny
week.
Vinny V was going to come down to earth in that ballpark.
But the fact that they only scored one run.
Yeah, well, their lineup is in the
Yeah, but that ballpark, you should close your eyes and score three runs.
Well, who's hitting home runs? Bamboo Brad?
Yes.
He's their best hit, well, other than Reese. I mean, look at it.
Yeah, this is a tough slide they're on right now. 400, 500 all of a sudden. 5-1 start.
I'm glad Joe's I'm glad Joe's at the helm. I mean,
he's not really giving me any confidence.
What's he doing, man? Right?
Managerial decision.
You knew Tampa was going to be rough.
Yeah.
Because that's a sleepy place. No hits.
Yeah. I mean, it sucks because that first game, Wheeler gets you 14 Ks.
I know.
And Matt Joyce.
I actually thought they were going to win game one.
Matt Joyce skyrockets his batting average from .077 to a 100 with a home run. And they tie the game. So you're like, wow, look, 3-3. And then the next inning, Alvarado gives up two.
Yeah. Shame.
Can't keep on playing from behind. That's what they've been doing these past couple weeks. Sometimes you come back, but you then give up two runs right away the very next inning.
Yeah, no good. Now you got Nola tonight.
Need you.
He's got to come up big tonight.
This is a need you start.
The only problem is they got Sonny Gray. Not Sonny Black. Nope. Not Sonny Red. Sonny Gray.
Not Sonny Corleone.
Let's go to Halton on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Halton.
How's it going, Ant?
How's
it going, fellas?
Good.
Just before I say, you know, I'm talking about Embiid, but it's pretty interesting that because I used to listen to you guys. I would listen. My dad would listen on the way to elementary school and middle school. I'd be like, Dad, can we listen to music? And he was like, No, I want to listen to sports. And now I'm here as a 22, 23-year-old, and now I'm listening to you guys, so I guess I'm not a kid anymore.
It is funny, right? Like, you I don't know about you, like on Friday night, like if you're going out, like Thursday night, Friday night, that's when you go music, right? When it's during the day, you got to go sports.
Yeah, I mean, I listen to music every single day, whether it's working out or...
Well, you know what I'm saying, like you're working out or going out.
Yeah, so in terms of Embiid, so actually I'm a personal trainer. I'm assuming to be a nutrition coach as well.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I actually have, you know... It's like, you know, as a fitness professional, in terms of Embiid, he's got to start training. I assume he has, if not one, multiple personal trainers. His trainer's got to be doing plyometrics and reactive stuff with him. That plyometrics meaning like...
Yeah, no, you know, I know what you're talking about. Yeah,
jumping one knee, turning, and because it's all about balance. Because because again, I remember I was listening this morning on the way to work.
Uh-huh.
And saying that, I forget who said, I think, I forget who said, he's a 7-foot man, but he's acting like he's 6'6". He's forgetting he's got like 8 inches of leg underneath him. And he's got to start doing plyometrics to start getting his balance and get that muscle memory.
So he does. He's got great training. They got great training staff. So I'm sure, I mean, I think you're right. Exactly what you're prescribing. My guess is that they already do that because they do have, I know he's got his personal guy, and then he's got a personal guy for basketball and a personal guy for fitness, and then the team has a guy. So I'm guessing that they're doing the right thing, but you're right in what you prescribed. Yeah.
And, I mean, also, I'm not freshly out of college, but I took physics in college, and, you know, we all know force equals mass times acceleration. So, obviously, he's a heavy guy. So, you know, him... doing those movements as, I forget how much he weighs, it's like 250, 260, 275. It's different than someone who's 6'5", only weighing 210, 220. So it's just, you know, he's got to take that into account. So, I mean, obviously it's incredible how he moves as a big man. That's special. Like, I think we're watching one of the best centers of all time. And I'm,
you know, yes.
Great to see that as I'm growing up watching and really appreciating the sport. I want to be careful because obviously this team, we need it. We're nothing.
Without a doubt, buddy. Without a doubt. Oh, listen, keep it up, man. Congratulations on your career, buddy.
Thanks. I'll call again sometime.
You make sure. Oh, good stuff, buddy. Take it easy, man. It's all right. Oh, it's morning thoughts time.
Wake up, Philadelphia!
No! God, please, no! No!
Time now for morning thoughts.
Stop. Hey, lady! Shut up! Will you just shut your trap?
Shut up!
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God!
Because what were you thinking about this morning?
I woke up, and the first thing I did was fire off, like, 4 text messages.
Four!
Yeah. At, like, 5:45. I think at some point I'll get an answer.
It was like the Batman signal.
So I went to go, wait a second. So he did have an MRI. I mean, he's going to have an MRI. I think he might have already had it, but whatever. When I woke up, I was like, what's going on? Like, this thing can't... Like, I was supremely nervous when I woke up. I mean, supremely nervous. Because, like you, I don't know. I mean, he looked fine. Like, when he went back in again, like, he played. He looked fine. And then, so it really shocked me that he didn't return. And I was like, oh, no. Are you
kidding me? Yeah, because he kept on playing.
Right.
And he scored a bucket and, like, with strength, pushing down Robin Lopez. And even when he first went down, he didn't even grab the right knee. So I don't know. Is it the tailbone? Do we know? Is it more so the knee or the tailbone that is bothering him?
The knee was bothering him. That's why they
were... That's the thing, because he didn't even grab his knee.
No. You're right. We all thought it was tailbone.
Yes.
TNT guys thought it was Chuck, and everybody was so good. They thought it was tailbone. Ernie was saying it. Well, I thought the same thing.
Because he's grabbing his back.
Right. So you're worried about back and tailbone, right? Like, that's what I was worried about. I'm not thinking about knee. We didn't hear anything knee. He didn't grab his knee. He didn't hold his knee. He wasn't limping. At least from what we saw on the telecast.
Right.
Now, apparently he was limping.
Well, they showed him walking in the tunnel. I
didn't see it.
He walked slowly.
Yeah, but he walked gingerly, but there was no limp. I agree. But either way, all I'm going is, oh, my God, MRI, 3 letters that I don't want to hear when it comes to Embiid.
Well, did you see the Daryl Morey tweet that calmed a lot of people down?
I did not see it. I heard about it from the bro.
1:30 a.m. All he did was post a link to from YouTube. To the Robin Hood cartoon, somebody saying all is good in the world.
Yeah.
So.
Let me tell you something.
Daryl Morey, thank you. Calmed a lot of people down this morning.
Yeah. And I didn't know that until I
threw out some
texts.
But then you threw out the texts.
Well, I didn't jump in the car. I didn't hear the bro until I was already, I'd already heard about it. And then... I heard Bro talk about that tweet, which the minute if I would have seen that tweet, I would have been all right. Because Daryl, that's
him saying something.
Yeah.
That's not him just watching. He's not just watching Robin Hood at 1:30 in the morning.
How'd you feel about that? Like, how'd you feel about the, were you nervous going to bed?
Yeah, because he never came back. Now, I'll admit it. When I was watching the game, I kept on waiting for him to come out of the tunnel. And then they said... He's done. And I'm like, all right, well, that's kind of scary because I didn't think it was that bad. And then when you start talking knees, right, that's especially for a big man, a 7'2" big man who had the hyperextension earlier this year. I was like, oh, boy, is this, please don't do this to me again.
Yeah.
So I think I was worried, but you helped me out this morning, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, well. Because
the tone of the show would be completely different.
Oh, my God.
Right. I don't want to put it out there.
I mean, seriously, like, I didn't want to think about it.
Yeah.
I don't want to think about it. I would have cried.
It'd be, yeah, it would have been like someone died.
I would have cried. You know. I mean, forget about it.
Yeah, so thank you for that positive news. I appreciate that.
All right, what was your morning thoughts?
Damn, this weekend could have been a lot better. Because I had such a great day on the beach yesterday, and I kind of thought about it because I did get a little touch of red this morning.
I saw.
Or I have a touch of red, so.
You look, you got like, you're like Jesse Pinkman.
Yeah, a little pink skin. I don't really
like
burn.
Mr. Pink.
So this will turn into tan within, the back of my leg, I forgot I'd missed with the lotion.
Oh, right? Really?
So the back of my leg was red.
I'm surprised you got like that much.
I was out for 5.5 hours. I did put lotion on at one point, but...
But was it chilly?
Yeah, but it still goes through the clouds and all that kind of stuff. And I was laying out whenever the sun came out.
No, listen, you could be out there. It doesn't matter. Like,
right, exactly.
Sun, right?
So I was out there for 5.5 hours. The backs of my legs were red. I took a shower. And by the time I was done the shower, they were gone. It was tan. So it'll go away. But this morning when I was putting the shirt on, it reminded me that I was a little toasty on my chest. And it made me think, damn, this weekend, I feel bad for everyone that made the trip down the shore. Listen, I still found ways to have fun, don't get me wrong, but it sucks. I saw people with, like, all the campers down, like the people that probably rented houses for the weekend. I feel bad.
But here's the thing, though. I do, too, but here's the problem. You got to know, Memorial Day weekend is always
like this. Yeah, yeah.
You can't rent houses until... It's different if you had the summer.
Right.
But, you know.
But it sucked. I mean, it was cold. It was ugly.
Yeah, it was freezing.
Yeah.
But yesterday was nice. What did I do? I mean, I'm trying to remember what we even did.
Probably inside.
I made pizza and strombolis for the kids.
That's nice. That's a good time.
I was all at the six. I went out Sunday. I had a lunch.
That's good.
Yeah, it was all right.
Where'd you go? In town or
Grand Cafe L'Aquila?
Oh, really?
I went to go see the guys. We had a lunch there. I saw our man Joe Marone, Esquire.
My man, yeah.
And so we had some fun with met some people.
Did you go to Ott's on Friday?
No, I tried to. We wound up Friday night. Wound up shutting it down.
Yeah, that was the beginning of the ugly weather.
Yeah, we didn't watch. Then we no, I did. Friday night, I got into my show. Gamora.
Oh, that's right. The new season dropped.
Yeah. Oh, dude. So I watched.
Guess you just got HBO.
Two Friday. Did you really? Yeah, but you're not going to watch.
I'll watch it.
Will you?
Yeah.
You know it's subtitles?
Yeah. Well, the Serpent's got, half of it's got subtitles.
Yes.
I'm locked in on that.
All right. I'm my man. So I watched two episodes. I made myself a giant drink. I have this mug. It's a gigantic mug. It's the shape of a football. Massimo got it for Christmas.
That's awesome.
Right. It's a football that's a mug.
Yeah.
Right. So it's not, it's almost as big, but it's like a, you know the Dukes, the smaller ones?
Yeah.
The small Duke footballs?
Right.
It was one of those.
A glass.
But it's a mug.
Nice.
So I made myself a mug of gin.
Speaking of gin, shout out to my sister and my brother-in-law.
Yeah?
When COVID started, they wanted to do something to when COVID's done, right? They just put in a big, one of those, you know, serving tubs at parties, right? Like the glass that you pull the nozzle down, the juice comes out or whatever. They just put black currants, which is like a big fruit in Lithuania, but obviously you can get it here. And they just mix it with a full bottle of gin and just let it sit there for a full year.
Wow.
I had some of it this weekend. And by some of it, I mean they gave us a mason jar and I crushed that mason jar. All I did was put a little tonic water with it to give the fizz. Squirt a lemon, lime. Oh, my God. Amazing.
It sounds awesome.
I'm
down with that.
That's good forward thinking
over
by
ice?
Them.
Yeah, very good.
To me, I would just want to drink it right away.
Just do it over
ice? Let it sit for a year.
That's awesome. Well, black currant?
Yes.
It's
delicious.
I'm down with the black currant.
Yes. Put me right to sleep that night. Nice.
Yeah, it sounds like a good weekend. All right. I'm glad there's calmness. Now, just FYI, we don't exactly have the results of the MRI yet, but everybody's feeling good.
Understanding.
Everybody's feeling positive. I just want to let you know, though, for the sake of for real, what's going on. They have not gotten the exact results just yet, but everybody feels optimistic.
How many people do you think loaded up their tickets for tomorrow? 100% capacity tomorrow.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So it's a lock that they win.
Yes.
The crowd's be going nuts.
Yeah, I agree. The crowd's going to be freaking out. It's going to be fantastic. All right. Let us take a quick timeout. Cuz Radio with the Chunis on a Tuesday, first day of June. Talk about Parks Casino, Street Road, Bent Salem. We love it. We've heard from our buddy Lou from Parks. Poor Lou. He's probably getting stones busted at Parks. Parks the best. It is one of the great places. You got to check out the casino, all the stuff they have in there. And, of course, my favorite part of Parks, the sports book. Walking that sports book, man, wall of televisions. And now that everything's back open, they got drinks again. Like, oh, you got to go in there, man. It's awesome. This football season's the place to be. Get out of your house and go to the Parks sports book. It's incredible. Now, you can bet on everything, of course, many different ways. Let's check out. Now, again, we're not going to know better than Bede, so the line, you're going to have to wait for the line to come out when it comes to Embiid and with the Sixers watching. But I think they're going to win. There is a line posted. The Sixers are 7. So I think I would jump on that now. With or without, I jump on the 7. Suns are 5. Wild over the Lakers tonight. Nuggets 2 over Portland. I like the Blazers. I'm on them all series. I think it continues as they lead. Anyway, they got everything. And then you got Phils and you got Reds. I think it's going to be a lower scoring game, even in that ballpark. But check it out. It's parkscasino.com/PA. Use the promo code Fanatic. You'll get a risk-free bet up to $500. Way to play the NBA playoffs right there on Parks. Just remember, gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Offensively, you'll take a point per possession, you know. So he did that. I had no issues with it. Obviously, we loved him and made them both. But I didn't think that changed the game at all for us. So I was fine with it. You know, if he had to miss both, then that's something. But overall, I was fine with it. Obviously, that's what they're going to do. That's what they should do. And we're fine with that.
By the way, our 11 o'clock hour is brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers. It's where Philly gets engaged. Let's go back to the phone lines. Talk to our friends. Jimmy.
Anthony Gargano. Jimmy from Southwest Philly. Long time.
Oh, Jimmy boy. I knew that was you. What's happening, brother?
It's been years, my brother, man.
How you been?
I've been all right, man. I went through some personal stuff, but I'm back on, man.
Oh, good. Are you okay?
I'm good, brother. Remember those Finnegan Wake days, bro?
Yes. Yes, I do, baby. Yes, I do, Jim.
So listen, man, love you and miss you. So the thing with Ben, man, listen, The kid's tough, man. The kid, he's a baller, man. You watch him on the defensive end, man. He's there. His head's in the game, man. Like you said, he don't have that touch on the foul line. I appreciate what Doc was doing with him last night, letting him work through it. That was the Wizards championship last night.
Yes.
I have 2 points, man.
Sure.
The one is Maxey, right? Do you see a little bit of Lou Wilt?
I do. Without a doubt, he's a better ball handler than Lou. He attacks the rim more than Lou, but I think he could be as good, if not greater than Lou at some point.
Yeah, so listen, I want to he is.
Lou's probably a better pure shooter.
Probably a better pure shooter, but the confidence that kid
has. That kid, I love that kid, man. He's the greatest.
Just let him loose, right? But I'm gonna get back on your regular. But the one thing I did want to make a point of, man, that drove me crazy about last night's game, man. Dwight Howard, man. Some of the stuff he does, man. It's borderline like.
Yeah.
That's so Bush League, him pulling that net.
Yeah. Like,
sportsmanship there.
Yeah.
And one more thing. The way Embiid falls is the equivalent of a defensive end getting around our left tackle on our franchise quarterback.
Yes! Yeah, it's the same reaction.
But you scream. Love you, brother.
I love you too, Jim. Glad you're doing well, buddy. Take it easy. Hey, Jim, I've talked to Jimmy Southwest.
Long time?
Yeah. That's early. That's mid-2000s. That's a great analogy. The great analogy of the end. There's nothing worse than the end coming around the blind side. Quarterback, no idea.
Right.
And you're like, yes. And I'm looking at our YouTube people. I'm going, you're looking out of the cracks of your finger. Your fingers are in front of your face. And you're peering out the cracks of the fingers and going, oh, please don't get demolished.
That's when you see the ball fly out. The body's like a banana. The head's back.
He crumples like a pretzel. Oh, my God, no. But here's the thing. Like when Embiid falls, I have the same. Get up, Joe. I'm like Duke.
Yeah.
Get up, Joe. Get up. Get up, champ.
By the way.
Yes.
The Sixers did not arrive till 6 in the morning back to Philadelphia.
Why?
According to John Clark, I saw Pat Gallen tweeted as well. The plane broke down last night prior to leaving, so they had a bus back to Philly. And did not arrive until 6 a.m. this morning.
I would have just bust anyway.
From the very beginning, right?
Yeah.
Because now, their flight was probably...
That's a great question.
Midnight?
That's a great question. I want to find out why you wouldn't just bust. Like, I'd rather them bust and be on the ground than actually be in the air.
Because the flight's probably around midnight. Delay was probably 2 hours. All of a sudden, they find out, hey, sorry. Then they have to get all the bags off. All of a sudden, it's 6 a.m. you're arriving.
Yeah. No, the bus is like, listen, those buses are nice monsters. Buses. Yeah. I've been on those buses with them.
Yeah, you can sleep on those.
Yeah. You know, again, those dudes are monsters, so.
You need monster buses.
However.
It's not the school bus.
You're only talking 2 hours.
Right.
I mean, it's not that big a deal. Let's go to DJ. DJ. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. DJ.
Hey, cuz.
What's happening, buddy?
Hey, I just want to say, first, before I get to my points, I had to put my Elfie down yesterday, my pity love, 14 years old.
Dude, I'm sorry.
So I just want to say thank you guys for taking my mind off that for a little bit.
I feel so bad. I just went through it last Saturday, my prima, a week and a half ago. Same thing. She was 15.
My heart will never be the same.
Yeah, miss them, man. You love those. They're the best.
Anybody that says they're just animals don't know a thing.
Nah, I agree, buddy.
But my My biggest concern last night, obviously, you know, if anybody says that they're not worried about Ben's free throw shooting, they're lying. But my biggest concern about last night was Tobias reverting back to bubble. That scares the crap out of me if Embiid beats her. I mean, I know it's one game, but man, that was a like a dud game that reminded me of last postseason. I'm like, please no, please no, please no.
Nah, don't go worry. Listen, don't worry about last night. First of all, the whole thing's built around Embiid, all right?
But, so yeah, exactly. That's why I'm worried.
Well, listen, if Embiid can't play, then they lose. I mean, that's his bottom line.
Yeah, you're right.
I mean, there is no, you know, it's just a matter of when they lose. Do they beat Atlanta? Listen, he's playing, so don't worry about it. The spacing and everything, it's frustrating to me sometimes when because I'll hear people and they'll look at last night's game. And you got to realize, when you lose a guy like Embiid in the middle of the game, you're all of a sudden have to adjust. And there's a lot of spacing that goes on. The whole offense is built around Embiid. So now all of a sudden, without him on the floor, everything changes. Your rotation changes. Look at the looks that Tobias was getting. The spacing was off last night. You had Simmons in foul trouble. Right, so he wasn't playing the same way. It was just one of those games. You should not look at it like it's the bubble or he'll revert. Tobias can do what he does. I mean, I don't have any fear when it comes to that.
So I got to watch you get blocked by Ish Smith twice, though. So I got to watch that.
I mean, you're talking about optics now. Come on.
I know, but I just like
Listen, all I care about is them winning a championship. I don't care about any other. There's only one thing. I got to see that, DJ. Like, I got to see them win a title, and that's the only thing. And if Embiid's not there, they don't win. And assuming Embiid's there, listen, yeah, well, they play Hackett Ban at times. Yeah, probably. He's not a good free throw shooter. That's just the bottom line. Like, that's one you got to accept. You just got to hope that he'll go hit 4 of 8 and maybe make that 6 of 8.
Let me ask you something about Embiid, too. Is it just, are we going to have to worry about him his rest of his career like this?
Yeah.
Is it just, do
because
I just
he's that important.
I gotta accept it?
Yeah. You know why? Because he's that important. He's so different that when he does fall to the ground, I watched the same way like you. White knuckle, right? Like, I don't think he's going to develop anything long term. My fear is a misstep here, a fall there. I mean, that's my fear. And that's always going to happen. It's basketball. And you know how when it comes to your legs and your appendages.
Yeah. Now, do you think that at times he's a little too reckless or do you have no problem with
that?
No,
I got no problem with that.
I got you. Yeah. I don't either.
That makes his greatness. You know what I mean? Like, I can't limit his greatness. Anyway, DJ, hang in there, my brother. Always great talking to you. I mean, I can't worry about certain things, but I do worry about him. I'm not going to lie. I watch him, and I get lost in his game. But if he falls or steps the wrong way, the heart goes into the throat.
Yeah, especially when it happens in the playoffs, right? Because 2 to 3 weeks, that injury earlier in the year, all right, 2 to 3 weeks of the regular season. If we heard 2 to 3 weeks now, I mean, who knows what happened?
Right.
They could still beat the Hawks.
Well, again, you don't want taking chances.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And then there's getting them back in the best shape possible. Yeah. And you would have to be doing that against the Bucks or the Nets.
Exactly.
And you don't want that.
Exactly. So here's the deal. When he goes out, like, he wanted to play last night. Like, I know he wanted to stay in the game and play. And I think it's all about the doctor, right? I think the doctors are the ones that run what happens. Not Doc. Doctors go, nope, shut him down. Like, that's... Until we get an MRI, I don't want to see. He sits.
Oh yeah, and part of it is if they give the okay, and then something worse happens.
Right.
Oh God. God
right.
Forbid.
Well, you know, again, I think he wanted to play. I think he could play, which makes it seem like he's all right.
Right, because 2 minutes later, because he goes down 4 minutes, 44 yeah. seconds left.
Yeah.
2 minutes left in the quarter, he's still backing down Robin Lopez.
Right.
And scoring.
Right.
With ease.
You know, it's amazing. It's a shame, right? Because if he doesn't fall like that and he plays, right? You know, they win by 30.
Yeah, we're playing the song.
We're playing the song. Yeah. Sweet, sweet.
I got a broom.
Sweet, sweet.
I'd have a broom behind me for YouTube.
And they win by 30.
Yeah.
It's amazing that one thing happens, it throws off everything.
Yeah, it makes that much of an impact for this team.
They win by 30 if he plays.
I mean, the first 5 minutes of the game.
Yes.
I was saying out loud, oh, this one's over. It's good. Go Sixers. This would be a feet up kind of game.
I'm thinking the same thing, dude. Same thing. Rory, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's happening, Rory?
Yeah, what's going on, gentlemen? How you doing?
What's up, buddy?
So, yeah, listen. I'm all positive vibes today, all right? I can't believe anybody would be negative. Listen, you know, I think that even if Embiid's out for the next 2 weeks, they're going to be fine. You know, he was out in the middle of the game yesterday, and, you know, they try to manipulate things, and I think you go into a game plan without him there, they'll be fine. But I wasn't disappointed at all. Ben's free throw shooting, just fine. You know, what do you expect? The only disappointing moment I had, Cork missing the three at the end there. I was like, up on my feet, ready to go.
Yeah, they stole it. They almost stole it. It's a shame because Cork played well. Like, I thought he was easily his best game of the series, and he actually played well last. He was active. It's a shame, but you're right. If he makes that shot, they could steal it. I agree.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. You know, yeah, the only thing we were talking about here at my job yesterday, same thing as always. Adam Silver hates the process. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. the officiating was terrible. I mean, it really was. Yeah, it was so ticky-tack. Like, I'm not going to give you that's why they lost. However, it was horrible. It was.
All right, gentle. I got to get back to work.
All right, buddy. Tell everybody we said hello. See ya. Thanks, Roar. It was bad.
Yeah, there's a lot of Adam Silver conspiracy theories.
Yeah, I know.
Yesterday, wanting a game five. And
yeah. I may not believe all that stuff, but it was bad.
It was awful. It was awful, yes. Like the Danny Green under the basket with Gafford.
How about that? Did you see he was out of his mind?
He's freaking out.
Danny was like, what?
He was boxing him out.
Yeah, he's like, what are you?
And then Gafford scoops his arm under him, and it's because he's the smaller player. They think, oh, well, it was Danny Green who did it.
Exactly. Like, what are you, nuts? He was out of his mind.
I love Doc, by the way, when he just like puts his head down the scores table.
He's got that perfect.
He turns his back to him.
Yeah, it's awesome. Classic.
He's fantastic.
He's the best. He's the best. He is. He's the best. Let's go to where we at. Matt, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Matt.
Cuzzo, put down the primo hoagie. It's your boy, Matty, in South Florida. How you been, buddy?
What's up, Matt? How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. So, get this. Yesterday, I ran into the hardware store to pick up some pellets, you know, keeping it American, smoking some meats for Memorial Day, and I bumped into Doug Peterson.
Get out! Doggy P!
I did. Doggy P looks great, beautiful, amazing situation for me, obviously, but he was gracious, just a genuine dude. I shared with him, you know, my story of showing up on the doorstep the night of the Super Bowl, surprising mom and dad.
It's one of the great stories, Matt.
I know. That's my claim to fame with you, obviously. But he was just such a good guy. But listen to this. I got in the truck, drove away, driving back, and I started thinking about the Super Bowl season, and I remember you, and I want to apply something to our situation with the Sixers this year. You said many times, and it brought us a lot of relief to just live in the moment, but to suspend all disbelief during the Eagles Super Bowl season. I think that now's the time to enlist that and utilize that, especially with the JoJo knee thing. I know that you're saying, hey, we're good, it's going to be fine, but there's a lot of different things going on. Ben taking a lot of heat he doesn't deserve, doesn't need. It's silly. It's just a rhetoric. Almost feels like clickbait, but we need to suspend all this.
It does. You're right. That's a good point. It does feel like clickbait. Yeah, I agree with you. Yeah. I agree with you, brother. Suspend all disbelief. Yep. I like that a lot. I think, and you know what? It's a sign that you saw Dougie P.
I hope you're right. I really hope you're right.
And now you're right. I know he lives near you, I guess, because he's down there.
Yes. You know. We're both down here in South Florida. He was he's down here now, and he looks good, man. He looks great. He's happy. He was so just. I'm happy for him. So I told him.
I'm sure he felt nice and calm. You know what I mean? He was all calm.
Yeah, it's a good life down here. I'm sure you hear it from your old man all the time. But yeah.
I hear you, buddy. That's a great. You're the man, pal. Don't be a stranger.
I'm always here. You know I'm always here, buddy. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Pat. Take it easy. He had a great story. So he surprised his mom and dad, didn't say anything, came home for the Super Bowl.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, they opened the door and he was there. Like, it was really cool how he did it and all. And it was a great story. Like, I love that. The concept of, because it was all about family, right? And, you know, they were so in, and obviously Super Bowl, you name it. And then it was, you know, imagine your son come off.
Oh, yeah. The surprise visit, too.
Surprise visit.
And he's coming from Florida.
Yeah, it's strong.
Right, it's one thing when I surprise my parents coming home from Temple.
Yeah.
Right? It's another thing. You're going
that's strong,
from Florida.
Man.
It's a great move.
Strong, strong move.
And you want to be in the city watching that. If you're not at the Super Bowl itself, you wouldn't be in Philly for it.
Right.
Or everyone else.
Exactly.
It's a good move by Matt.
It is a strong move. Let's go to Brian. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Brian.
Hey, Cuz. How you doing, buddy?
What's going on?
You know your basketball. I know you know that. But I got 2 points to make about last night's game. Tobias Harris. I never saw a forward get blocked so much. I thought he had a soft game last night, man. I don't know if anybody's been weighing in on him, but
We talked about it. I mean, listen, I think when Embiid's out for good, their spacing was off. Simmons was in foul trouble. I think their spacing was off. And, yeah, listen, I saw the same thing. Ish-Smith blocked the shot, whatever. Their offense was not in sync. Like, you saw it last night.
Oh, I agree. I agree. I saw that. Now, the other point is, and you're going to kill me for this, but I'm sorry. I got to take Ben out of there, man. I can't trade 1 point for 2 or 3 points at the end. I mean, maybe we run him as much as we can, and then we put him back in with the 2 minutes. But I got to disagree with you guys. I know he does a lot of good stuff, but I don't know, man. How could you just take the 1 point and then let them come down, and they would have 2 or 3? You'd trade that off, huh?
Yeah, I would. I think it's a reality that at some point you're going to see it again. Now, you're saying, see, if you take him off the floor, here's the issue. He's your best facilitator with the basketball. And he's your best defender. So it's not an automatic that you're trading 1 for 2 or 3 because you can stop. You can get stops. Now, listen, I'm with you. He missed. He shot 1 or 2. They come down, hit a 3. Now they're up 4. That was a big possession back and forth. But I rolled the dice to take my chances.
Okay. All right. Hey, they got a good supporting cast. That's the only reason I say that.
Well, who's gonna facilitate for you?
Well, I don't know. Hill, even Maxie.
You're not gonna put the kid in there, but maybe Hill. I mean, I just wouldn't take. I think you seriously limit yourself defensively. By taking him out of the game. I hear you, man. Listen, at some point they're probably going to try it again somewhere else. Oh. Somebody else is probably going to do it, and he's got to hit. If he hits 6 of 8, they don't do it. You know?
Oh yeah, I hear you. I hear you, man. That's the blueprint, and I hope he does. Hit 6 of 8. You know, I just hope.
No, I hear you. Listen, it's a good argument. I get it. I get your side.
All right.
Completely understand.
All right, brother. Keep up the good
work. You too,
Brian.
Have a great one, buddy. Always good talking to you, man.
All right, take care.
All right, 610-632-0975. You want to join us? Got a couple open lines. You can grab them. Lunchtime. Miss Rhonda, lunchtime. We get the playback coming up a little bit later on. The story of the game. First day of June 2021 coming out of the pandemic. What a great weekend. Cuz Radio 2, it's 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
sagecountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Time across the Delaware Valley. High noon. All right. Journey time. Let's talk about the rest of the league and some of the stuff that it transpired. The big story, though, the Bucks take out Jimmy. I got to tell you, I am happy that the Bucks took out Jimmy. How about you?
Yeah, you know what it kind of, I'm not a I told you so guy. I don't like to be. I knew that was a fluke last year. Yes. I give them all the credit in the world. Yeah. They impressed the hell out of me. I thought they were going to get swept by the Lakers. I didn't think they would get to the finals, but they got. I thought they were going to get swept by the Lakers. They played six games. They won two games in that series. I give them all the credit in the world, but I knew this year, no way.
Yes.
And a lot of people were right that, and Tyrone's been saying this a lot, Jimmy Butler can act like Jimmy Butler in the bubble. Because there's no, you're not going anywhere else anyway.
They can't escape them.
Right. You can't like yell, hey, don't go out tonight. Make sure you're at practice. They couldn't go out. They couldn't leave the bubble.
Right.
So the whole Jimmy Butler act works inside the bubble.
Yes.
But it doesn't work in a normal season.
Right.
And that's why they were a mess. Now, they were a mess all season, mainly because of the COVID. They had a lot of injuries.
Yeah, they're also not, listen. It was also kind of how it all felt.
Yeah, it's fluky.
Even it was. Listen, Jimmy's a great player, but you know, I mean, let's face it, that's not a great team.
Like there were people saying when the James Harden trade rumor started, because I remember Miami is one of the teams. Because why Miami's always involved, right? There were Heat fans. I wouldn't trade Tyler Hero. There were national pundits saying you shouldn't trade Tyler Hero for James Harden. Because he had one good bubble.
Yeah, I mean, you know, whatever. Dude, I don't always, I, you know, sometimes.
They got exposed.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is what it is.
And the Bucks are a good team.
Yes. I mean, you got to throw it. Look at Denver. Like, I don't think Denver's that good. Even with Jamal Murray, I don't think they're that good. It's just that, you know, had a good run. Nice run. All right. It was the bubble. It is what it was.
Right.
I mean, I look at this thing now, and I do think Milwaukee is legit.
Yes, of course.
Now, DiVincenzo hurts them. I'm saying they've been, you know me, I told you about Milwaukee all season long. I got a nagging feeling about that.
Yeah, you think they take down Brooklyn. You've had that feeling for a while now.
Whatever. You know, I just think they're a good team. But I think DiVincenzo hurts them. But, man, they make quick work. Woo-wee. Mm-hmm. Sweep, sweep. Jimmy. The other one, weird series that the fact that Boston, I didn't see that.
Can't believe they won.
Tatum, I thought sweet, sweet Brooklyn. Tatum drops 50.
Yep, can't believe it.
Now, you knew that he wasn't going to drop 50 in game four. Brooklyn comes back. They're going to end it.
Brooklyn was still
tonight.
Brooklyn still almost came back.
Yes.
And won game three, even with Tatum's 50. Because it's all Tatum. There's nobody else on that team.
So they're going to win tonight. They'll close it out tonight. Then you'll have Milwaukee, Brooklyn. And that's going to be a great series.
I can't wait.
That's almost, you know, obviously hometown. So obviously Sixers are a 10. That's a 9.
Yeah, it's must watch.
For being a Sixer fan, you got to watch it. Also tonight, Portland, Denver. That series tied at 2, game 5 tonight in Denver.
This one might go 7. It could go
distance. I think so, too. Yeah.
Because I don't see either of those teams pulling away to win 2 straight.
Yes.
Unless it's a tough game 6, right?
Yes. Lakers Suns.
You said Suns are 5-point favorites?
5-point favorite. That series tied it too.
Back in Phoenix, so I guess that's part of it.
You kidding me?
I mean, it's impressive that they won game four, right? They were down, yeah, they were down 2-1 because the Lakers won two straight.
What's that say?
That's they're a good team. Good team. And they're fine anyways to D up LeBron and Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis and LeBron, they're still freaks. They're still beasts.
Right?
But good for, I mean, 5-point favorites, it's crazy.
Isn't that amazing? So then you got, I mean, you still like the Lakers to win it? To win the series?
I do, but I thought it was going to go six, but I thought it was going to be a Lakers up 3-1 kind of deal, and then the Suns win to make it 3-2.
Dude, I got to.
The fact that they're split right now.
Dude, I got to believe that the Lakers. I know they're 5-point dogs. The line's telling you, Phoenix.
Yeah, it is. I don't see. I mean, they beat them up pretty good last game.
Here's the problem. If it's not all LeBron, they're not winning.
Right. Yeah, no, you're right. And then if the Suns go up 3-2, I mean, this is another series. It could go seven. A 2-7 matchup going seven games. Because you would imagine the Lakers, if they're down 3-2, they win at home.
Right.
I would imagine they do. And then you're back in Phoenix for a game seven. And you got LeBron. So that game's going to be crazy.
Right? All right. And this one is a wild one. You were watching the Hawks Knicks at all?
Yeah.
I mean, I
Julius Randle forgot how to play basketball.
I thought the Knicks were going to win that series.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I thought it was going to be like easy work. I thought Trae Young was going to have a game or two. So I thought it was going to be like 5 or 6 games for the Knicks. I didn't think they'd sweep the Hawks, but this is amazing. Trae Young's just going off. I love the Knicks fans chanting, "We want the Sixers," after one game.
Yeah.
After one win.
Yeah. I think they win. I think they win tomorrow night. They shut it right on the guard, right at MSG.
That's awesome.
They just don't have enough.
No.
They can't score. Like they're it's all D Rose.
Well, and that's why I said when we first looked at the path for the Sixers to the Eastern Conference Finals, I thought Sixers won against the Knicks in 4 or 5 because once you shut down Julius Randle, which would have been Ben's task, Derrick Rose, that's it. RJ Barrett can hit a shot for you, but he's not putting up 30.
No.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised.
I am big time. And then finally, oh, you got two more. You got out west, Memphis and Utah. I mean, look, Memphis. I thought the other night they came back. I actually watched. I was engrossed in the game. It was Saturday night after the Sixers played. I sat and I was engrossed in that Memphis game. Oh my God, Brooks can't stay out of foul trouble.
No, he can't. He's getting 2-3 early.
They win. They got up 5 on that team, and then he fouled out. They should have evened the series. I hate the Jazz.
I do too. I hate that fraud fan base. I hate that Donovan Mitchell, Rudy Gobert does nothing.
Hate them.
So overrated.
And then the team that you could see that coming, especially game four. You knew the Clippers were going to open up a can again.
Yeah, but the Mavs made it. They came back in the in the third.
Did you ever really think that game was in peril?
Clippers?
Yeah.
I thought the Mavs were making a push.
Did you?
I did.
I thought Clippers were going to win again.
I didn't say that. I didn't think the Mavs were going to win, but I thought that was going to be all of a sudden a tighter game, and it wasn't. Yeah. And now, you know, we got an even series.
Dude, and then I watched a lot of hockey. How about the Leafs going down?
Yep.
Blowing that lead. They 3-1. Are jokers.
3-1 lead.
All that firepower they got?
Yep.
Amazing. Oh, my God. And you lose to Montreal? And then you had the Isles last night. Come back. They are a good team. The Bruins tie it. They're up 3-1. Bruins tie it. And then Isles win in overtime.
That's normally momentum Boston, right?
Yeah. I hate the Bruins. I was rooting against them. And then the Lance. What the? We were watching the kids' movie.
Okay.
It was Saturday after Sixers. So I had the.
What were we watching?
So we went. Was it Saturday? Well, yeah, it had to be Saturday. Or was it Sunday? No, it was Sunday. And yeah, it was Sunday because I had the Avalanche on my phone because I was looking at the Avalanche Vegas. Do you see what they did? They won 7-1.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
They're nasty.
They are nasty.
They were a team.
McKinnon, like, they're ridiculous.
They were a team. I took a lot of Colorado goal and a half games this season.
Oof. I know.
A lot of goal and a half games.
They're outrageous. Now, the kids, we were watching it. They loved it. It was a Netflix. I think it was Netflix. It was about a kid. It was about an orphanage in Mexico. It's a great story, actually. It's a true story. And, you know, they owe the bank $150,000. They're going to get foreclosed on. No way to make the money.
Right.
They live in Mexico. In the Cabo San Lucas, right? So they have, there's a fishing tournament. And first prize is $1 million.
Oh, okay.
Right? And it's based on a true story. Like,
oh,
it really?
Really
happened. Yeah. It's a great story. So there is this busted out fisherman, you know, from California. And it's a marlin tournament. And the busted out dude, you know, he's drunk, you know,
yeah,
whole thing. And
sharks in the water.
Shark in the water. One of those guys, you know, leather face from the sun.
Yeah.
And he has to get in the tournament, he has to go with a bunch of the kids from the orphanage. And, you know, he wins the tournament and, you know, the whole thing. The trials and tribulations, they catch a 380-pound marlin and they win it. It's a good story.
That's nice.
Yeah, the kids loved it.
Were they in the water and it starts storming at some point?
No storm.
There's always a storm.
But there was like,
in the waters.
They got the big fish hawked and, you know, then somebody else messed it up. The kids were fighting. They went in the water. You know, it was a whole bunch of, you know. It's the formula, right? Like where right, here's the storyline and then you have to overcome in the third act. But it was a lot. It was good. But I had the hockey game on the phone.
Yes.
Like, just check it out every once in a while, watching the hoop, you know. That's what I do. But unless it's our teams, if they're around.
You got to go phone.
Yeah, I let them watch. And then I sit with them. Yeah. Well, I sit with them. You know, we watch the whole thing, and I watch both. Let's go to the other night, dude. It's Friday night. We were watching something Friday. I forget what we did. I came downstairs. Because I wanted to watch Late Night Ball. Tam and I were watching Gamora. Then she was tired. I came home. I came downstairs. I watched basketball. The kids were downstairs. They go, we want to stay here. I go, all right. So I had the ball game on, the basketball game on. And I got Massimo on one side. Anthony, the two of them now are growth spurt on the other side.
Okay.
And then the Gooch in the middle.
Yes.
I couldn't move. I was like a mummy. And then they fall asleep.
Hey, Goose is a big dog.
Yeah, he's 100 pounds.
Right.
So I got 100 pound. I got a 120-pound kid, a 100-pound kid, and a 70-pound kid, and a 100-pound dog. And they're all on me. And I'm like a mummy. And I'm thinking to myself, well, I am supremely uncomfortable.
But they are. And
they're comfortable.
And it's beautiful.
And I'm going, oh my God, this is a beautiful moment. And I'm going to just stay here because at some point.
You'll remember.
They're not going to want to do
that. Yeah, and you'll look back on
it. At some point, they're going to be men. And then, I'm going to be a fragile old man. So I might as well just enjoy this moment.
Right. That's nice.
Yeah, it was great. So I woke up the next day.
Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
Back was like going this way. Let's go to Will. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Will.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's happening, Willie? What's going on, babe?
All right, man. I watched the game last night. I was, you know, a little disappointed. You know, I told you last week I was hoping we'd sweep, but yeah. I'm not lying about this. My first inkling, I told my friend too that I see it going five. I figured the Wizards would try to steal one on their home court, but I still believe in this team. It's just.
Yeah, I mean, listen, yeah. The big man was there. Like, if the big man is able to play and finish, it is a sweep.
Over. Yeah, it was sweep if he was in the game. But I wanted to piggyback off of what the guys talked about on TNT last night and when I watched the highlights this morning.
Uh-huh.
Kenny Smith was right on point when it comes down to Ben Simmons hitting his free throws. He shoots with his elbow out. Like, that's not how we, like, I played basketball.
Uh-huh.
You know, regulation league or, like, I'm not a professional, but I play ball.
Uh-huh.
You gotta have your elbow up towards the basket. He shoots it. I know y'all notice it too. He points his elbow out.
Yeah. No, his form is not. I mean, why do you think he shoots a line drive? If you look at where his form is, it'll almost make you shoot a line drive. If you watch him though, when he hit, if you go to that sequence and look at the four he makes, a couple times he went up. The first time, or second foul, he goes up with confidence, with a swag, and he just knocks it down.
Right.
He looked good. And then he missed the second one ugly.
I just wish, I know he's been in the league for 5 years now. I just wish the shot doctor was able to get him early when he was first, you know, a young Sixer. To just teach him, like, your elbow is out.
Yeah,
and it should be in.
But you know how it is, right? Like, look at Giannis. He's been in the league for 7 years.
Yeah, I know.
And he still can't shoot free throws. And he shoots air balls sometimes.
Yeah. And Barkley was saying also, like, the pressure is shooting those free throws. Like, is it getting to him? I don't think it is.
I didn't see that. I mean, I know. Listen, Charles is great. I was at you, Charles and Kenny, man. I love those two. But I don't know. He didn't seem like... Listen, he was 0-10, right, going into the game.
Yeah.
And when the game was on the line, I mean, not like he went 8-8, but he shot a better clip than he did the whole rest of the series.
Right.
So I didn't think it was a choke job.
And with my second point was with Embiid, like, my heart always in my stomach when this guy gives up his body to any big man or whoever he plays against or, you know, backs down, and he just, to me, I'm not, you know, trying to critique him, but he just gives his body up too early. Like, when we compare him to Olajuwon would never leave his seat. He would always either dream shake you or, you know, back you down to the basket. It's like Embiid always, when he gets to the basket, he always plays almost like a forward or a guard where he gives his legs up and his body up.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what makes him so...
He falls down.
But that's what makes him a unicorn, man.
The fact
that he can do it. Olajuwon couldn't do that. Olajuwon was a great athlete, but he couldn't do what Embiid does. That's the amazing thing about it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
So you gotta take that with his greatness.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're going to close it out in five, man.
Yes.
It's going to be closed out, and I hope Embiid plays. And if he doesn't play, I still think we're going to close it out.
I can see that. I agree.
Just in the later rounds, they're going to hack a bin. I can see it.
Yeah, but they'll be all right. Listen, Embiid's everything. Right? Embiid is everything. He just has to be there. Look, they'll get over the Ben thing. That'll work itself out one way or the other. I'm not worried. I just need the big man to play. If they play, you see how great they are. He plays, you don't have anything to worry about.
Yeah, game five, if he plays, I could see him only playing 25 minutes. What I mean is they're up, you know, 20-plus going in the fourth quarter. He might not even need to play that much in game five tomorrow night. Give me a route.
Yeah?
Yeah, if he plays, it's going to be a route tomorrow.
I agree.
Wizards got nothing left.
Well, you know how I feel. I'm just, you know.
Yesterday was their game seven. You know,
that's right.
They survived.
That's right.
That's it.
Vinny, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Vin.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's going on, Vin?
What's up, Drew?
What's up, Vin?
Hey, listen, now you know I ain't calling about Ben Simmons, nothing like that. It is what it is. But my thing is, I used to like Doc Rivers, whatever, as a coach. I'm off of that dude, man. I heard him in his interview. He made it seem like he was talking to the media, like, what's that lady's name? Forget her name. Her dad's the coach for the Sixers.
D-Lana.
Yeah, D-Lana. He was talking to her like she didn't even know basketball. Like, she been around basketball her life. And he was insinuating that Ben Simmons was going to leave the Sixers. Like, you know what? If I was Ben, I would, all right, dog, you was coach. Yeah, we're not winning no championship with a coach like this. I'm sorry. Like, I'm off of him.
Wow. I didn't hear his post-game news conference. I mean, I was on the other game, so I didn't hear it. So I was watching the TNT version. But I mean, come on. You know, Doc Rivers is a hell of a coach. You're crazy. What happened? Did you cut him off?
No, I promise I did not, because I'm listening to Doc right now.
I'm sorry, Vin. You could call back.
Yeah, I promise I did not.
All right, call us back, Vin. I think you're crazy about Doc Rivers, but call us back. 610-632-0975. I'll always let you finish. You know that. It's Cuz Radio with Tunis. Coming up also, I got a great book that you got to get. And it was written by the CEO of the Sixers. This is really, really cool. I'll tell you all about it coming up next. It's Cuz Radio with Tunis, 97.5 The Fanatic. Let's talk Parks Casino, Street Road, Ben Salem. Yes, the 4-for-4 sportsbook and casino of choice. Man, I was here Thursday night. It was great. Things back to normal now. No masks on the floor. So it just felt normal. And there's food and drinks and revelry. And, of course, that incredible sportsbook at Parks Casino. What an incredible sport. That thing is unbelievable. So it's got the walls of TVs. Like, you're just watching games. It's fantastic. Wait till the playoffs. Like, you can go there now and watch all the NBA. And they have a million different ways to bet the NBA. That's something that you will love. And you can bet on in-game. Like, if you see stuff going on in-game, then you do it. You can bet parlays and money lines and props. They have all the best props in the land right there at Parks Casino. Check them out, man. And tonight, we'll give you some picks coming up around 1:30. I got a couple that you could use over at Parks. Just like a couple of good winners I think we got. Check out parkscasino.com/PA and to get a free $500 wager. Yeah, you go to parkscasino.com/PA. Use the promo code FANATIC. You will get a risk-free bet up to $500, and they'll match it. It's like credit, so it's awesome. Check it out. Just remember, you're going to be in PA. You're going to be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Across the Delaware Valley. Happy, happy Tuesday. Hope June 1st, make it a great month. It's going to be the summer of the Sixers. Game 5 tomorrow night. We'll get excited for our Game 5 and hold your, you know, I think Joe will be good. So we just pray to the sports gods. Everything works out, because if he plays, we win. It's going to be a great month. All right. I want to get to a book. All right. Because it's a very important book. Father's Day is around the corner. And it's the month of June. And it's the perfect gift for your dad. Or for you. Buy it for yourself. Because, look, we all go nuts, right? We're running around. We're doing a million things. And sometimes we lose the moment. And the moment's the present. And I know I'm guilty. I run 17 different directions, doing a million different things. But the concept of living in the moment and living life, the gift of life, and being in that moment for the people that love you, that you love, for your career, for the betterment of you. And I'll tell you, this book, I couldn't put it down. It's brilliant. And just so happened, it was written by the CEO, and you know, if you listen to the show, we reference Scott O'Neill all the time, of Wolf Blitzer, the Sixers, obviously, and you've heard Scott on the station many, many times, but he turned in an incredible book that he penned that you got to read, and he's on the line with us right now on the Comcast Business Hotline. CEO of the Sixers. That's right, Scott O'Neill. Scott!
Cuz, how you been? It's been a minute.
Man, can I just tell you? Listen, let's do this. At the end, let's talk Sixers, okay?
Yeah.
I need to talk.
Yes, but I can't wait.
I need to talk about this book. This book, I mean, it's really well done. Where your feet are, it's important. Congratulations, my brother.
Thank you. Thank you. You know, this is not the typical book from the CEO. This is a book about failure and fragility. I wrote the book after my best friend of 20 years took his own life. And it had me sit back in my seat and really take stock of who I was. I was spiraling into grief. And I found, as I reached out to my friends, that everybody has their turn in the barrel. Everybody struggles. Everybody falls. And that picture that we see on Instagram or Facebook, which I love, of your family and your kids.
Yeah.
And, oh, my kid scored the winning goal. And yeah, your daughter just got into Yale. All that fun stuff is amazing, but it doesn't really reflect life because life is messy. And so part of this book is just saying that it's okay that it's messy and you can get through it.
It's every bit a part of us and our journey that is life as all the good times. We just don't want to put it on Instagram.
No, I know, but it has to be okay. We have to get vulnerable, especially now. We've been in our isolated cocoons, and we need those butterflies to get out. I mean, we need connection, we need people, and we need each other. And as I'm fond of saying at work, it starts in the mirror. It's like you've got to make sure you do something for your mind, something for your body, something for your soul every day. You need sleep. You need gratitude. You actually have to get out your phone right now and text your mother and tell her you love her and that you appreciate her and why. And not just your mom, but maybe it's a mentor or a coach or a teacher or a friend. And if somebody pops in your head, reach out to them. Like, we need more connection at this time in the world. And it's up to us. Like, we got each have to do our part.
You know what's interesting? I had a completely different expectation of what the book was going to be, knowing how successful you are and, you know, your career, which is so fascinating and all. But when I read the book, I was like, it's so deep, it's so poignant, and it's helpful, not in a business sense, even though there's a byproduct there, but more or in a career sense. But as it's almost spiritual. I mean, I gotta tell you, I loved it. I know it was beautiful. The message.
I appreciate that. No, it makes me a lot. Like there are plenty of sports stories in there. I mean, we've got Howie Roseman in there, a friend who won a Wimbledon championship. All that. There are some really cool stories from friends of mine, Night Shyamalan. But the story is they're all about when they were struggling and down.
Yes.
And I will say, like, and look, people look at you like, hey, this incredible radio host, he's got the world, you know, he's got this great family, he's got the world in the palm of his hand, but I'm sure you've been through some tough times, and it has to be okay, you know? And so, yes, it's definitely different. There is a trust the process chapter for those scoring at home. and there is one called API, too, like assume positive intent. Like, give people the benefit of the doubt. Start with a clean slate. You ever have that friend or that neighbor that you just can't stand? And every time they call, you pick up the phone and you're already upset, or your boss calls and you turn into, you know, you're already in a cold sweat and you're also already mad. Like, you're not assuming positive intent. Like, if you just do one thing and one thing only, other than text your mom and tell her you love her, it's like today, just assume positive intent. Give people the benefit of the doubt. Clean their slate. Clear it. Like, engage people as they are, not as you think they are or as they were.
Wow. What made you go down this road?
You know, like I said, I was struggling with grief and started to write to heal. And as I was calling friends, they kept sharing stories. And I was like, man, oh, man, we need more vulnerability. Uh-huh. We need to understand that it's going to be okay, and that we need how badly we need each other. And I'm a lifelong learner, as you know. I'm a lifelong developer of people and talent. If you work for my organization, you know that I am committed to you personally and professionally. And I thought, man, to be honest with you, if I could touch one person and change one person's life, this would be worth it.
Scott O'Neill, CEO of the Sixers, and just a wonderful man with us on the Comcast Business Hotline. And you need to read this book, Be Where Your Feet Are. And how important is it for men to read this book? Because there, you know, there is a pressure to live up to a way in being a man, right? And how important it is for men to understand that, you know, you can let go.
Yeah, I'll tell you a quick story. Maybe this will answer your questions. I came home one day. It was during the hardcore process era. You know, we were in the throes of our 10-win season, and I did not do well. I mean, you know how I have a competitive problem, and I hate losing more than I like winning. So I'd already been catcalled 50 times walking into the arena. I'd already told my wife and kids, don't go to the game anymore. It's getting too rough in there. And I came home and I was mad, you know, just mad and frustrated and angry and salty and stomping around the house. My wife's like, yo, what is the deal? My wife, Lisa, is she's a tough customer herself. And I said, did you see the game? She's like, yeah, I saw the game. Like, did you hear we got booed off the court? She's like, yeah, no, I heard. I heard it was a tough game. She's like, but was this your plan? I said, what do you mean? She's like, well, how good's your team? I'm like, we're not very good. She's like, so what? You're going to come home like this 50 times a year? I go, well, honey, it's going to be more than 50. and she's like, no, this doesn't work for me. This doesn't work for the family. And I would tell you, like, it doesn't. And we come home and we're so amped up. And you know, you don't have to work for a basketball team to do that.
Right.
You know, any of us, we have stress and pressure in our jobs and pressure, financial pressure, relationship pressure, all this pressure. Yeah. And we've got to figure out. I talked to my friend and he said, hey, I have a worry tree outside my house. I come home, put my hand on the tree, and the worries go right into the tree. And I said, Bill, I don't have a tree like that in my house. And he said, well, you got to figure one out. And so my version of my tree is my ride home. I howl at the moon in my ride home. You know, I turn up the music, I scream, I yell. But when I hit that driveway, I drop my keys, turn off my phone, I walk in, and I have to be a dad, and I have to be a husband. And that for all of us, for the men out there, for the husbands and dads out there, that's what we have to be when we get home. And it's hard sometimes because we're exhausted. We just want to sit and watch a Phillies game, right? We just want to sit and watch an Office rerun.
Right.
But we've got really, we just don't have enough time. Time is what's our most precious resource. Yeah. And that's what we need. So, like, how are you going to spend that time with your kids, your wife? You know, in our house, it's chaos in the morning, man. It is like survive in advance. We call it the NCAA tournament, my wife and I. We're just trying to get the kids. I got three daughters. Get them out of the house without a full-blown meltdown. And then I'm at work. They got school. They've got, you know, cheerleading or basketball and boyfriends, which I don't want to talk about. And homework. And I got an hour. Like, if I get an hour a day with them, how do I want to spend an hour? How do you want to spend that hour? And we've got to make sure that we be where our feet are. And when we're with them, we're with them. I say, in our house, I say, phone down and head up. Like, we have to engage people at a different level, especially the people who are what I call WMI, what's most important. And that's our family. And so I think we can do a better job. I say, be better, do better. I certainly have a long way to go. I'm not a finished product by any means.
hence by the story I told you about my wife. So, but we can do this like together, and we should hold each other accountable.
I love that. I love the worry tree, the ride home. We all know that feeling when we walk in as to not take our pressures and take it out on the people we love the most. Because let's face it, that's the easiest thing to do. You look at the people that you're there to help protect and raise and feed and clothe and all the pressures that come with it. And, you know, you got to be able to be there with them. And, you know, it's such a great message about phone down and head up, because I know, you know, again, that thing, you're constantly waiting, or is there something going to happen here or something there? And sometimes you're yeah-yeahing it, and that's never good when you yeah-yeah.
Right. No, but you can use your phone for good. Like I said, like, think about the last person that popped into your head. Did you do something with that? Like, that prompting. Like, did you call the person? Did you text the person? Look on all these Zooms we're on. Like, you know the people that always have their Zooms off? Photos or the video off?
Yeah.
Or do you know when, like, somebody's voicemail box is full? Or you know you have someone hasn't texted you back in 2 weeks? Like, you know that person's struggling. Right? You know it. We just have to be more aware. And then we have to act.
Yeah,
we could bring more goodness into this world.
I love it. I love the concept of it too, man. I love the fact that you wanted to do that. Are there any tricks to, you know, being in the now? I was telling a story. I mean, before you came on, I was talking about Friday night. I go downstairs. I got the two boys. They're like, "Can we lay with your daddy?" I'm like, "Yeah, of course, right." But it's like midnight, and I'm waking up. I have to do a show early in the morning on Saturday. The boys are laying on me. You know, they're monsters. And then I got a 100-pound dog laying on me, right? So the three of them are dead asleep. And, of course, I'm like a mummy. I can't even move, and I'm supremely uncomfortable, right? But I look at them, and I hear the rhythm of their breathing, right? And Massimo's, like, closest to me, so I can hear his... I can hear his breath, right? And I just focused on the breath and was looking at them, and it just kind of put me in a great place of thank God that I had this moment.
I love that. Love that. I will say for me, you know, Dave Schaller has a story in the book. Dave Schaller, of course, is our head of communications, a wonderful guy, a Philly guy. And he tells a story of growing up in a trailer park right outside of Atlantic City. And having to go pick his father up from a shelter with his mom, and driving up and being a young kid and being the oldest, so he had three little siblings in the car, and being so mad and frustrated on the way there, he gets to the shelter and he sees this woman with a blue duffel bag and three kids about the age of him and his siblings, and for him that moment defined perspective for him, because I think that's the first step in being where your feet are, is having perspective. And so for him, he sees this woman, he's going to pick up his dad. He's like, you know what? Yeah, I don't want to have to live in a trailer park. No, I don't want to have to go pick my dad up at the shelter every 6 months when things go south. But you know what? What an opportunity. Like, I'm not this woman. That's all she has in that blue duffel bag. She doesn't have a trailer. She doesn't have a car. Mm. She's not picking anybody up. She's going to live there.
Yeah.
And so the way he frames that story, I just absolutely love. But perspective. I think that's the most important thing. It's like, man, you were a mummy with your sons, but would you rather be anywhere else in the world?
Nowhere.
I mean, your boy's laying on you. They want to be with you.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that is as good as it comes. I think also, like, the reflect, like, just having someone give you authentic feedback, like Lisa gave me during the process when I came home all grouchy. Like, is there someone in your life that can actually tell you the truth? They love you enough to tell you when you're off center.
Right.
And the third step, which I absolutely love, which you just said, is finding, and this is going to sound way too esoteric, it's like people don't want to talk about soul, they don't want to talk about prayer, they don't want to talk about scriptures, some of them don't even want to talk about meditation, but you've got to find some quiet. And if the quiet that you find is listening to your son's breathing, that's a wonderful way to do it. If it's sitting outside listening to the birds chirp, that's an incredible way to do it. If it's sitting in some pose that I don't understand, and saying om, or whatever it is, and meditate, good for you. I can't do it. I can't sit still for 3 minutes. But we have to find some calm. We have to find some center. I mean, we had Pat Croce ring the bell the other night, who's a dear friend of mine. He's been a mentor of mine for a long time. And he's the guy who calls me when things are not going so well for us or me or the team. And boy, he has found, I mean, this is one of the most energetic, enthusiastic, high energy, wonderful stars I've ever met. And he's become a Zen master.
Like, yes.
You know, so I when I look at him, I'm like, okay, you know, I need to get better at this. But I think we can all get better at it. I said, Pat can do it. I can do it. But I think those are the three steps I think we should be thinking about.
I love it. Everybody's got to get the book. Be Where Your Feet Are by Scott O'Neill. Where can people get it? Amazon? What else?
Sure. Amazon, Barnes & Noble. I just hit a top 10 nonfiction book on Amazon. It's awesome. The first day of sales, so I'm pretty excited about that. Pretty cool. So Amazon, Barnes & Noble, of course, Audible. But I would really encourage you to look into your local bookstore. You know, Harriet's is one that we're working with closely in the city of Philadelphia because Main Street has taken a beating during COVID. And I love Wall Street. I love big companies like Amazon. They're wonderful, Barnes & Noble. But if you can find an indie bookstore to support, I'd be forever grateful.
Oh, I love it, without a doubt. And I think everybody needs to get it. It's the perfect gift for Father's Day, guys. So think about your dad, thinking about you. Get the book. Be Where Your Feet Are. All right, brother, I got to ask you before we leave.
I was there. I was there.
I mean, are we good?
Yeah, I think we're good. I mean, okay. Look, we're up 3-1. It's hard to knock a team out, sweep a team, as you know. We've all been around this game a really long time. We'll get the results back on Joe. He seems optimistic. Darryl seems optimistic. But you never know until the results come back from the MRI, which will be some point this afternoon. We got in really early this morning, so a little bit behind schedule. Yeah. And the Ben stuff is nonsense. I'll be honest with you. Like, it's nonsense. It makes me mad. I thought Doc said everything I wanted to say and then some. And that's one of the reasons Doc Rivers is Doc Rivers. And we're so blessed for a city to have a leader like that in our house. And, you know, look, I grew up watching Magic Johnson. I grew up as a huge fan of Jason Kidd. And there's an evolution to big guards, as you know. And I love the kid. I just like my children is like, I definitely spend more time focusing on their strengths and what they do well. This guy's a 2-time All-Star, Rookie of the Year. I think he's a clear defensive player of the year, at least in my eyes, a guy that can guard 5 positions. And as a hooper, I played hoop this morning to get some of my anxiety and frustration out from last night. And, man, I'd have killed to have a Ben Simmons. Just feed me. So I think, you know, your teammates tell you a lot about a player. And I don't think there's a guy in the NBA that wouldn't kill to play with Ben Simmons. He finds you at the right time, in the right spot, in the right pocket. So, and boy, defensively, he's a monster. I don't know. I don't get it, man. I know you're a Ben guy too, but I do. I love him personally. I root for him professionally. And he's the kind of teammate that is everything that Philadelphia represents. He's not padding stats. All he cares about is winning. Boy, man, that's something I want to celebrate. I mean, that's something I love. That's something I'm proud of.
Right?
That's something I can get behind. It's something I support. Like, it's not about me. It's about team. Man, that's a guy that I think we should have his jersey. We should all wear his jersey.
I love it. You know how I feel. And then, man, I look at this team, the way it's built. I mean,
God, we're built for a playoff run. You know that.
Oh.
We're built around the big five.
Oh.
We are built and ready to run.
How about Maxie coming off the bench? See the kids.
How about
Matisse?
Response to Maxie when he just stands up and comes
best.
Game. Yeah, Matisse. No. He looked good last night.
Matisse knocking down shots, man.
I know, but even when he doesn't block a shot, he alters every shot.
He's a hell of a defender,
I mean,
man.
Anybody who's ever played basketball in their life looks on that court, they'd be dribbling up the court thinking, like, anybody but Seibel.
Exactly.
Anybody. Give me anybody else.
Oh boy, yeah.
This is a fun team.
This is a team
you can fall in love with.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many characters. There are so many guys. They love each other. I even love the pregame routine when they do that little football thing.
Yeah.
When they're throwing touchdowns.
Yeah.
I love the youthful enthusiasm. I love the energy. I love this team. I do. And I think we're going to make a long, hard run.
The energy is awesome. And it's funny because you watch it from a year ago. You watch it from 2 years ago with Jimmy, right? And let's face it, there was, you know, I mean, Jimmy can poison a well or two. And then you have last year, which just didn't work. The fit wasn't there. The energy wasn't there. And the big man's head was different. And then you see this year with the big man's head screwed on right, fatherhood. He wants to be great. He wants to dominate. And Tobias, who's, you know, a terrific supporting guy. And you look at the way this group is with Doc Rivers and Darrell Elton. And I got to tell you, man, that's a great.
No, we're built. Man, we're built. Man. And we're young. He's 26.
Yes.
He's 26 years old. Ben's 24. Like, let's not pretend this is like the end of a run. This is the beginning of a run.
Yes.
I mean, that's the exciting part.
It is.
Young. Tobias is young. I tell you what, man, I totally agree with you. I love this team. I love watching them.
Yeah.
I love watching shoot around. I could watch anything. Anything with this team and the ball bounce, I watch them.
That's fantastic. My brother, I got to tell you, thank you so much for coming on. The book again, Be Where Your Feet Are. Make sure you get it. All right. Be Where Your Feet Are by Scott O'Neill. It's the perfect Father's Day gift. Thanks. Congratulations, man. I know what it means to you. So it's a wonderful piece that you wrote. You did a great job, man. Proud of you.
We'll talk soon. Thanks, brother.
There he is, Scott O'Neill, CEO of the Sixers on the Comcast Business Hotline. We'll come back. We still got an hour to hang. Don't go anywhere. Cuz Radio with that man, the Chudas, 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
1 o'clock across the Delaware Valley. Cuz Radio Tunis. So, all goes well. Last night was a blip, right, Ty? Just a blip. And then everything's cool. Tyrone, did you tell Andrew that you want to abolish the hot dog?
For the big holidays. What about the dollar dog?
You were making me laugh. It was making me laugh. You went, it's 2021. We're still eating hot dogs.
I love the hot dog. I had a hot dog with some sauerkraut. I love the pulled pork. My dad made his homemade sauerkraut. Delicious.
Yeah. Tyrone,
bacon bits in it. Oh my God.
It's like 2021, man. What are you doing eating a hot dog? What's wrong with you? Oh, that was great. So you had the hot dog this weekend?
Yeah, hot dog, hamburger. My mother-in-law makes a pasta salad, but then she throws in pieces of shrimp into it. Oh, that's incredible.
I don't do the pasta salad.
Well, yeah, you don't like the mayonnaise.
Yeah, I don't like cold pasta.
I love the
pasta. I hate the fact they call it pasta salad.
For me, that's a delicacy.
It's in the front. You know? Yeah, I know you like the cold.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, like I'll never forget when I was a kid, I didn't understand. And somebody said, oh, it's pasta salad. I was like, oh, all right, well, again, I just heard pasta, and I go, well, I guess I can live with it. You know, it can't be that bad. Until I saw it, and I went, oh, I can't eat that.
And my mom made her famous coleslaw, which I know Tyrone's not a fan of.
He thinks coleslaw
should be abolished.
I don't like anything.
I love coleslaw.
Nah.
It's good, man.
Yeah, nah, man. I don't like that.
Everybody made a bunch of stuff. My sister made a key lime pie. It's fantastic.
I don't do the pie.
You don't eat pie?
Nah.
How?
I don't like pie.
Do you like cake?
Not really. I mean, you know, listen. Nah.
All right.
Like,
very refreshing.
I can, once in a while, once in a blue moon, someone does a real, you got to add it. All right. Nah.
I crushed the key lime pie, man.
Did you really?
Yeah, two pieces.
Yeah?
Yeah. I went all out this week.
Nice.
I ate healthy Monday through Thursday, so I could just go nuts over the weekend.
I appreciate that. Listen, I did the same thing. I made homemade pizza, strombolis for the kids. They love that. So I did six doughs. I made them.
That's awesome.
A bunch of pizzas and all the different strombolis. They loved it.
There's a bagel place on the island. They make the jalapeno bagel.
I'm down with that.
It's delicious. Yeah. Now, it's not too spicy, which I wish it was a little more.
Yeah.
But you got that jalapeno taste while you're eating the bagel.
Yes. You got to go with the serrano peppers. The serrano pepper greater than the jalapeno pepper.
It gives you a little more of a kick.
Yeah, the serrano pepper rules.
Mike, you missed on the text board. Thumbs up on the coleslaw. See?
Oh, it's horrible.
I love the coleslaw.
Coleslaw. He likes coleslaw?
Yeah. It's delicious.
Oh, that's gross. Let me ask you a question. I've never grilled anything in my life. Now, I cook.
You've never...
But I don't own a grill.
But you've never even, like...
I don't own a grill. I've never owned a grill in my life.
You never even went, like, a... You know, you don't like tailgating, so...
I've never
owned... tailgate grill?
I've eaten grilled food.
Well, of course you have.
But I've never owned one.
And you still don't. And you're now suburban living.
Right.
And you still don't have a grill.
Right. So my thing is, I guess I got to get one, right?
I mean, it's nice to have. I love grilling. I will prefer...
Well, that's why I ask you, because you think you're a grill master.
Well, I wouldn't say master, but I'm on track. I get antsy in the kitchen. Like, I don't know. But when I'm outside grilling, right, it's totally different vibe. I got the beer outside.
Okay. All right. Listen, you can drink a beer anytime. Anywhere.
Yeah, no, it's different, man.
But my point to you is, should I get one?
Yeah, you should. And you'll have fun with it.
See, the thing I would like, because, like, to me, there's nothing like a grilled steak.
Yeah, yes.
Like, you throw a couple steaks on a grill.
The goose is a violation that you don't have a grill.
Yes?
Yeah. I know the Goose is a big griller, man. He posts videos and photos on his Twitter account. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you might have to show me how to do it.
He's a big grill, man.
I only know what I don't know. I never really was in a spot. When I was in the city, it was too small.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense. Right? But now you got a yard.
Right. Well, I guess I have to get one.
And you got the pool, so you can grill by the pool. That's nice.
Yeah.
One of the greatest compliments I ever got. I remember I was texting back and forth with D Gunn, who's a big grill man.
He's a grill guy.
And I sent him a photo. We were in the middle of a conversation. I go, hey, by the way, check this out. And I sent him the grilled chicken I made one night. And he gave me two thumbs up.
Oh, yeah?
And he said, that almost looks as good as mine.
Really?
And when I got D Gunn approval, I know I was going places.
Wow, that's all right. Mikey misses to go with the grill.
Yeah. It's fun.
He says, go with the Weber 500.
I got a Weber, but I got the Weber Cost 100.
I don't know what any of it means.
When I say Cost 100, it was $100, two burners.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to get anything.
I'm not getting anything huge for Man Young just yet.
No, my point is, I don't know if I should do it or not. So I just remember one thing. When we were a kid, we used to go to Wildwood, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it would be... my family, like cousin Joey, it was our clan. And then my mother and my aunt Cookie, the two of them had a girlfriend, Rita. Right? And they would stay. We stayed at the Sun Deck Hotel.
Yeah.
And they would stay at the A&A, which was next door. And Joe Irira, Rita's husband, Joe, had a pharmacy on 22nd and Jackson. It was Irira Pharmacy. In fact, all the Phillies would go there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was best, right? We would go see all the guys. Like, I think Bo went, like Larry Bo went there, the whole thing. So Joe was the best. So we would be down there for 2 weeks, and Joe would do one afternoon, he would do a barbecue.
Okay.
And he would do hot dogs, hamburgers, and all. But then he would do steaks.
Oh, nice.
Dude, these steaks on the grill. Wow. I still remember to this day. I go, wait, my man knows how to do a steak.
Yeah. Oh, my dad did the ribs, too.
My father did some nice ribs. If he didn't burn them,
right,
he was good at it. Made a nice, he made the ribs.
I've never grilled the rib yet.
I don't know. I'm thinking, do I do it summertime?
Yeah, I think you do.
You know.
My dad's got the fancy grill where he's got the four burners, but then he also has on the side the burner where he puts his crab pot. He'll put the pot and put the crabs in. Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, after he catches the crabs.
Did you tell him I need crabs?
Yeah, so he's low right now because he had guests over, so he gave a bunch of people. But he knows, and he now knows next time I'm down, if he's got a nice, batch.
Yeah.
That they're coming home with me.
My man.
And they will be provided to you. He's very excited. He checks the crab trap like 8 times a day.
I would too. I love the crabs.
It's like his lunch break because he works from home. He drives out.
Does he put crabs on a grill?
No, he puts them in the pot. So he fills up the pot with water. He boils it. It's basically a stove attached to the grill outside.
I got you.
Because, you know.
I got you.
He likes being outside.
All right. That sounds good. I want to make my, you know, we're going to use the crabs that your father gets.
Fresh crabs.
For the cancer charity that we're going to do the crab grave.
Yes. Looking forward to that.
That'd be nice. All right, let's do our playback. Do me a favor. Sometimes we get a little antsy on the playback. I need you to have fortitude and power through this thing. All right? Wise man told me to power through it. Because I think it's important that we go through the playback every game during this journey. So we begin yesterday. Game 4. Tom McGinnis.
76ers look to close out their first round series with the Washington Wizards with a fourth straight victory tonight. Joel Embiid dominated play in Saturday's Game 3, so much so that Washington has altered their lineup and tweaked their game plan. The Sixers have a decided edge in three-pointers in the series thus far and will look to continue that tonight. Beal and Westbrook desperate to keep their season alive, but Embiid, Harrison, Simmons intent on moving on. Playoff basketball next, Game 3, right now on the Sixers Radio Network.
All right.
You got your scene setter.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm a big believer in the playback scene set. I like a scene setter. You just don't jump into it. You just jump into a TV show. You gotta have the lead. You have to set up. Make it big. All right. We know how the game played out after Joe left the game with his knee injury. But before he goes out, oh, man, Sixers on fire. They look like they were going to blow the Wizards out of the building. I swore it was going to happen.
B with a rebound. He outlets to Tobias Harris down the far sideline. Simmons. Simmons keeps it, drives it, and he's fouled by Bertans, and he made it. A three-point opportunity coming up for Simmons. Boy, he played through contact. Sixers ball, Simmons with it. Up top, Curry. Hachimura jumps out at Seth. Curry with an empty dribble gets by him in the lane. Scoop layup up and good. Right down the lane by Seth Curry. And he shifts it to the right hand with a right hand layup. Now Joel has it one-on-one with Lynn. No contact now. Jab step, jumper, shot near. Guard that, Alex Lynn, says Joel Embiid. Sixers up 14-4. Embiid shaking his head as in he cannot check me. Simmons to Curry. Curry with a driving layup. Lob play to Benny and Simmons with a left hand jam. Staring down at the rim and throws it through. What a play by Curry and Simmons with a jam. 16-5. Thibodeau on Bertans. Hangs, throws it back out top. Almost went airborne, but now it goes to Danny Green. Thibodeau gets it, drives it, and slams it. That he does exceedingly well. A right-hand jam from the left baseline. Matisse Thibodeau makes it 20-10. Simmons into the lane to Hill. Over to Matisse. Thibodeau shooting for three. It's good. Thibodeau knocking it out on the second three in the series, and that makes it a seven-point game, 24-17.
Forgot. I mean, they were up 10?
Yeah.
12 at one point? Oh, my God. I almost forgot that.
If he doesn't get hurt, they're not playing the fourth quarter.
You know what's funny? He doesn't get hurt. Everybody's...
Play the song. Yeah. Sweep, sweep.
It's almost like... And everybody sees that, so it's almost like just quiet. Not quiet, but calm.
But that's good.
Yeah, it is good.
That's good.
It's good. Everybody's got a right perspective today.
Yes.
Listen, The perspective, I can't argue. Excellent perspective from the fan base. Unfortunately, just on the 5 minute to go in the first quarter, Joe drives the lane. How about that freaking Lopez? Mr. Hook. Right? Mr. Hook. Those raggy hook shots going in. Anyway, gets the block. Joe lands awkwardly. Here's how it all sounded.
Crossing over the dribble, gets a screen by Lopez. In on a beat, Eurostep, can't get free. Puts it up with the offhand and in. In the end, he did shift it to his right hand, his dominant hand, and he line drives it in there. Simmons cross court pass to Embiid. Joel drives on Lopez, goes up, and Lopez blocks it, and Embiid goes down. Hits his backside, he's still down. Here's Bertans for three, and that's good. Doc Rivers will get a timeout, and Joel Embiid shaking up on the play. Robin Lopez knocked him down, and Embiid clutching his lower right back. Timeout with Washington making that three. Bertans delivers their first triple of the second triple of the game. He's got 10, and Embiid takes a seat. The lead is down to 5. Things have changed as athletic trainer Kevin Johnson chats it up with Joel on the Sixers bench.
All right, there it was.
But then he ends up looking good.
I know.
He scores. He bullies Lopez 2 minutes later.
That's why everybody feels good, and that's why Daryl Morey tweeted that Robin Hood thing.
Yes.
And that's why, you know. Also, what happened was the doctors go, nah, sit down. Until we get the pictures, I don't want to say it. Sit down. Let's jump way ahead now. Fourth quarter. We'll get to the key moment that was talked about all last night. Hack a Ben. Here it is.
Curry comes to get it. They play it all the way across the court, Moss. And we get a whistle and a foul, I believe, against Washington. They may have fouled. They did. They fouled Ben Simmons. And again, this happened out of camera. So Scott Brooks talked about this prior to the game. Simmons came into the game 0-9 from the line. He made a free throw in this game. He's 1-for-3. Here is Simmons to break a 108-108 tie. Foul line left, free throw way short, no good. And again, it was 3 seasons ago. Scott Brooks here in Philadelphia fouled Ben Simmons in the fourth quarter 24 times. Simmons misses the first, shoots the second. Sixers get a point. They lead by 1. 109-108. And they foul Simmons again. The inbound ball went to Tobias Harris, and Russell Westbrook fouled Ben Simmons. Here's Benning to the line. Foul line left. Free throw up and in and out. No good. Simmons on the year 61% in the series. 0-for-9 coming in and 2-of-6 in this game. If he makes this one, he can tie the game at 110. 2:28 to go. Second free throw, good. So he goes 1-for-2 twice. And Washington with the ball. Sixers need a stop. And Daniel Gafford dunks it. They're looking to foul, and it's Neto coming over to take the foul on Simmons. Westbrook was right there. He didn't want to foul. He's got 4 fouls. He says to Neto, here, you come over here. And so Simmons going back to the line with 2:07 to go. So they're playing the foul game, right? But this is not typically how you see it played in that they're leading. Simmons foul line left, and it's up but no good. So his foul shooting has been obviously less than stellar throughout his career, and now it is manifesting itself on a playoff stage with the game on the line. He misses the first, and he'll shoot another. If he makes it, he'll have gone 3-of-6 during these 3 fouls on purpose by Washington. Second free throw by Ben is good. That makes it a 1-point game, and Thibodeau is in to guard Beal.
Notice, like, it was weird because he'd step up, but like the first one would be like an ugly line drive.
He missed the first one each time.
And then he stepped up and nice and calmly, I think he made the first one, the fourth one, and then missed the back end, but whatever. I know. All right, Sixers end up losing 122-114. But here's the, let's talk a little post game. And you get this with Kenny, Charles, and Draymond. Take a listen to them talking about Hackenbeck.
I think Doc made great points about Ben does so many things. However, I think this can be a huge factor because Ben is your playmaker. He's your best playmaker. And in the last 2 minutes, if you don't want to give him the ball because you think they're going to foul him, now you have guys on the court who's not as good of a playmaker making plays, and he's the best decision maker.
When they used to foul Shaq or they fouled Dwight Howard, totally different. Because those two guys have to be given the ball. Ben Simmons has the ball. So you can foul him, and he has to make free throws. End of story. Because at the end of the day, if Doc says he's going to keep him in, he's going to have to hit free throws to win a championship.
I've said this before, and I'll stick with it. Ben Simmons is an all-star. He's a terrific player. He can't be a superstar until he learns how to shoot the ball and shoot free throws. He does a lot of great things, but I don't think any player can be a superstar, number one, if they can't attempt shots. But also, if he's going to miss those free throws, the Sixers cannot and will not win a championship under these circumstances.
All right. You heard from the fellas. Let's end on a message from Doc Rivers. When he was asked over and over again about Ben, the foul shooting, keeping him in the game, you name it, he was asked about it, and this is what he said.
Offensively, you'll take a point per possession, you know, so he did that. I had no issues with it. Obviously, we loved him and made him bold, but I didn't think that changed the game at all for us. So I was fine with it. You know, if he had to miss both, then that's something. But overall, I was fine with it. Obviously, that's what they're going to do. That's what they should do. And we're fine with that. Well, again, with Ben, we're going to keep him on the floor. Unless you guys want to bench him the whole game. If anybody wants to do that, just let me know. And then I'll know you don't know basketball.
There it is. Doc. All right. We'll come back and still one more segment to hang. Don't forget, top of the hour. Mike E. Miss Tyrone coming your way. The Mike Mizell Show. Right here at 97.5 The Fanatic.
What's up, guys? It's Andrew Salchunas. The playoffs are here. We know we're living it. You're going to be in hoops heaven if you bet all the action on FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino because there are so many exciting matchups. Well, FanDuel is taking that excitement to another level. New and existing users can bet risk-free throughout the playoffs. You always hear about new users. Well, you know what? Existing users as well get risk-free bets throughout the playoffs, and new users can get up to $1,000 back if your first bet doesn't win. Once you have an account, you can bet one same-game parlay risk-free every week, so you can combine the money line, point spread, player points. If he's playing tomorrow, Embiid over and about everything, especially the spread. First basket scores, there's so much to bet on with FanDuel Sportsbook, and you can win a huge payout if your same-game parlay hits. And if you don't win, you'll get $10 back. Basketball fans, now's the perfect time to give FanDuel a shot. Just sign up with promo code FANATIC to bet the playoffs risk-free exclusively on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Must be 21 plus and present in PA. Risk-free bet for first online real money wager only, and refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 14 days. Same-game parlay refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit that expires in 7 days. Max refund $10. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Same game parlay available for multiple sports in all states on mobile and web. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Fascinating stuff on the playback. Nice job, Junior. Way to power throw it.
Of course.
So you said, you just told me, tell the audience what you just told me during the break.
Oh, the email that I got.
Yeah.
This is a, dude, this is an email. My man Zach McBride.
Zach.
He's heard us talking about his pizza shop as we got ready for the summer. Manco Manco down OC.
two.
And he said he'd love for us to stop by one day, which would be, I emailed him back. I said, oh my God, that's my childhood.
Right.
Because that's where we vacationed. Right. Was Ocean City, and what we did.
I remember
did,
you said that. I was talking about it because I just recently went there.
You were,
we played at Egg Harbor Township. Yeah.
So what we used to do, my sister and I, and this was, you know, a little tradition from when I was a little pipsqueak all the way to, you know, high school. My parents would get the house because my mom would, God bless her, we'd move into this house. We'd rent the house for 2 weeks. She would move in as if she's living. Like, she would want to make it like home.
Right.
So we had to bring two cars and pack up the two cars. Sure. Oh, my God, it's crazy. So while she was doing the finishing touches, my job with my sister was to go to Manco Manco and get the two pies of pizza. So we would walk the boardwalk. And we did that at the beginning of each trip and then at the end of each trip when they were packing up the house.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So, like getting this email, I'm like, dude, you have no idea. I ate a lot of your pizza growing up.
That's awesome.
And every day trip we had to go.
So he was talking about doing a show from there?
Yeah, he said he would love for us to stop
on the boardwalk?
Yeah, and you know what? He lives in Brigantine.
Oh, he's part of the Brigantine Mafia.
So, you know, he said he and I are going to have to throw back some beers, which I will.
We broadcast in from Manco and Manco? Gosh, how many pies? I'm taking the kids.
I could.
How many pies could we eat? Between you, me, Anthony eats more than I do.
Yeah.
And Moss, they're animals. They're like, you know, they're like lions, little lions.
I mean, I know I could easily crush a pie,
like, don't eat all day. Like, don't eat the day before.
Why?
No, like, because you just crush pizza.
Yeah, but you need your stomach would shrink.
Well, I'm trying to make that happen, but
yeah. But if I'm trying to eat two pies,
but if we broke his from Mango Mango, I'm going to town.
Yeah, but you're not going to be able to eat as much because your stomach's going to shrink.
Yeah, I probably should do that. That's my weakness.
I'll take it from a guy who's won a food contest before.
You have?
Yeah, I won a wing eating contest in high school.
What?
Yeah, and then I almost ate
a wing bowl.
No,
were you in wing bowl?
Nah, at the school we did one.
And did you really? Yeah. Get out of here.
And then,
how did you eat?
I don't know. It was only like a 5 minute, and I ate a lot. Because I got the technique down.
Really?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Wow, I never knew that. Wow,
they gave me a crown and this trophy that had one of the rubber chickens.
Dude, you gotta do it one day.
All right. Just crush a bunch of wings?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got you.
All right. Yeah. I want to see you do that. I want to. We'll have our own contest.
Okay.
Just you. I want to see what's that, and we'll bet on it.
Okay. All right.
We'll get the
over wings. Yeah. All right. But yeah, and then there's another pizza shop on the boardwalk in OC where they did the big pies, where it's if you eat it 30 minutes or less, you get 100 free. I was on the last one. I couldn't stomach it anymore.
So you ate the big, you ate one, you almost ate a full.
Like these pies, like they're basically two pies.
Oh, okay.
So I ate. I ate 15 slices.
Damn.
In under 30 minutes.
Thin crust?
Whatever the boardwalk, typical boardwalk.
I mean, boardwalk pizza is usually thin crust.
Yeah,
Mac-o-mac-o, thin crust.
Yeah. But it was like basically two pies. That's how big they are. And I was on slice 16 as the clock was ticking down. I just couldn't do it anymore. Then I went to the beach and hung out.
Oh, man, that's awesome. Dude, if we get the broadcast there,
that'd be cool.
Oh my God, family will love it. Like, I'm telling you, the boys will go nuts.
Apparently, you have a connection too.
I do? Wow, that's awesome.
He's best friends with a family who are cousins with your boy Boo.
Boo, really?
Yeah.
Best friends with a family who's Boo's cousin?
Yes.
The Roddens?
No.
Well, no, that's Boo's last name. Wow, I got to find out. That's cool. Dude, I'm telling the kids will go nuts. We love it.
He was a phys ed teacher for a bit at Ben Salkin and just missed Tyrone when Tyrone was there.
Get out of here.
How about that with connections?
Oh, man, that's awesome. No, we just ate. In fact, Mossy and I, when we had the baseball game in Egg Harbor Township, we went... Bob Means Jobs, when we stopped in, he's got two, look, one off the boardwalk in his shopping center.
Yes.
So we said, oh, we're down here. Let's go grab a pie. And we crushed a pie, me, Bobby, and Massimo. A post-game pie. It was outrageous.
I love a post-game pie.
Oh, you can't beat a post-game pie.
I could do a post-show pie probably every day.
What? It's my weakness. Kids weak. They love it. I made the homemade pizza. They went nuts.
Oh, I'm sure they were.
Yeah. Even my wife. My wife was like, that's pretty good.
At the talent?
Yeah. The talent goes, oh, yeah. What'd you do? So I put the Gouda. So her mom went nuts. She went nuts.
Oh, is that
really
right?
Great. Yeah. She loved it.
Do you mess around with different cheeses on different things?
I used the Gouda. I used this. The Bruno Brothers Gouda.
Oh, it's so amazing.
To mix in with the Mott's.
You know what I did?
Dude, I'm telling you, it was the trick.
The burger I got at one of the restaurants down the shore this weekend, I went, you know what? Throw on a little pepper jack on there.
That's strong.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
Game changer.
Yeah. All right, let's go Sixers. All right. We got to listen.
Listen, salivating right now.
Listen, forget about that. Got to have Joe healthy. You got to play tomorrow. We need to close out. I want to feel calm. I want calmness, right? Because I was a little on edge last night.
Yeah, I think we all were.
Glenn, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Glenn.
Gentlemen, I'm now full of so many memories.
What's happening, G?
From Boo to Mango to Tunis and Sauerkraut and Coleslaw. Mike likes it. Tyrone doesn't. To Scott O'Neill, who loves the players and keep your feet planted where they are. And to Anthony, who doesn't know the grill. Get an air fryer, by the way, Anthony. They're cool. I mean, you guys, if I am so more culturally aware, thanks to you guys, of being on hold so long
life, G.
I'm a different person.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to keep you on hold.
Dude, we're in the same business. I understand how it works.
Yeah.
So listen, guys. Embiid has said a few days ago that when he's hot, coach stays with him. Okay. Embiid goes out. He gets hurt. Someone says maybe coach got shell-shocked. Okay. We're a little damaged. We're a little beat up. But then, as I predicted, like in 1993, a phoenix rose up from the ashes like John Starks, Maxey, and gave us the spark we needed, not just offensively, but defensively, and he became a star around the league last night. Like I predicted it would happen. My question is, this spark we needed, why did he take him out? Because once he left, the whole vibe changed. They went to Hacker Ben, and we were exposed. And Scott O'Neill, if you're still listening, I love every player. I love these Sixers. I love this team so much. It is true love. I love them enough to tell them the truth. We were exposed. Our worst nightmare happened. Embiid is out. We need somebody to step up. Nobody does. Oh, wait, they did. We take him out. Maxey stepped up. We took him out. And then they go to Hacker Ben, and Ben's foibles and his weakness are exposed. Worst case scenario finally happens. So now, Doc gets set to pressure. He's pressed on this. D-Linen is in his you-know-what. He gets defensive and talks to her like she doesn't know what she's talking about. And D-Linen, if you're listening, I love you. You were right. I'm sorry, cuz last night, Doc was wrong. Last night's loss was on Doc. No one else. It was on coaching, which we knew would be what would come to the forefront in the playoffs.
Time out. I didn't watch the post game. I loved it.
I'm not off the wagon. I'm not off the wagon at all.
I know you're not. I know. Yeah. I just want to get to put to a point for a second. I would not have taken Simmons out of the game. Like you don't want to put Simmons in the game.
I didn't want to take the ball out of the hot hand. If you're going to ride with Embiid, why couldn't you keep riding with Maxey? He was having a moment, man.
Yeah, but that's you could override a kid. You know how that works. Like you're a sports guy. You know how long like that. There is a law of when you're young, right? Like you don't. You want to pull him out the right spot. He had carried them for a whole quarter.
Okay. What I'm saying then, that was what? A coach's decision. He made a decision. whether it was good or bad, I didn't agree with it. It came down to the coach's decision to put the ball back in Ben's hands and allow Scott Brooks to expose our weaknesses. Nobody stepped up. I'm just saying, that's what happened. I'm putting it on Doc. That's all I'm saying. I'm not off of Ben. I do believe.
It's not. I hear you. Let me just say this. Listen, I love you. So you go ahead.
All right. I just want to say that I am not off the bandwagon. But our worst nightmare happened. So now we have to recover. How are we going to recover? Was it tomorrow night? What's the MRI going to say? And I haven't heard it yet, guys. We're going to win this thing. Tune in. Play the song.
That's it. First time all day. Thank you, G-Money. Listen, I love Maxie. You know, I was talking about I heart Maxie all day. The end of the game, though, I mean, you want to put Simmons in. You know. I know they played Hackett, Ben. All right.
Well, the other thing is, you
carried him for a whole quarter. He got carried for most of the quarter. Like, you can't just leave him in there. You're not going to leave him in there. You're going to leave Ben on the bench?
Right. And you talked about it earlier because there was a caller saying, you know, I wouldn't have played Ben until the two-minute mark, blah, blah, blah. And you said, well, you also lose your best defender. I'm not going to say I would do it if Embiid was around, but if Embiid was around, all right, you at least still have that rim protector. You literally didn't even have Embiid at that point. It was just Ben.
Right.
So if you take Ben off the court, you got no defense.
You have none. And here's the other thing, too. Because I think people sometimes, they just so fixated on one end of the floor. Like, they don't see it. And also the facilitating piece of it as well. Like, you're not going to take your point guard. You're not going to take him off the floor. And the other thing, and not match up, we got George Hill and Tyrese. I mean, that's, you'll get buried defensively. And the other thing, too, is at some point it was going to happen. It's a good thing that it happens in this series. Go throw Ben to the Wolves. You could sacrifice a game. And you're not trying to sacrifice a game? Because, look, I love Maxie, too, to Glenn's point. And he shot you back into the game. Like, that energy got you back into the game. They were about to lose by 14. But Maxie helps you get back in the game. Cork, Maz, that whole bench. They play well. Point is that you want to let Ben, you want him to go through this. Because you're going to beat Washington. You're going to beat Atlanta. You're going to have two series that are going to be there. Now, I'm assuming that it's all about Joe and he's healthy. Because if Embiid's not healthy, then you lose no matter what. But let's say he's healthy. Everything's good like we think. Well, it's going to come down. It's going to come down to the conference finals and the finals. And Ben may get hacked. And there may be a time when you do take him off the floor.
Right.
Listen, it all depends on what it looks like, what the feel of the game is, what the matchup is. But not last night.
No, not last night.
First of all, I've seen him try hacking Ben before, and he went up and knocked down 6 of 8. Right? That's what he's got to get to, and that's what he's got to go through that. So you'd rather him go through that last night.
Not Brooklyn.
Right.
Now, can I ask you something?
Sure.
Because we haven't really touched on this. I know it was talked about yesterday. I saw it on Sixers Outsiders with Tyrone Johnson, Chris Lorich, and I agree 100% with Tyrone's sentiment. Mike Scott should never see the floor again. Now, I know he's out there because Joel Embiid gets hurt, Dwight Howard's in foul trouble. I'd rather you run something where Ben's the five. He's awful. He gives you nothing defensively. He's not hitting any of his shots.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's the cork. He's cork Maz.
Yeah, but worse.
Well, he is if he's not hitting shots, right?
Like, I almost want to say,
because he's
give
cork
Paul
Maz
Reed a damn shot before this guy.
Yeah, well, I hear you.
It's only for a few minutes.
Dude.
But I feel like he kills you. Every time he's out there, he's in that negative.
Here's the point about Mike Scott. If Mike Scott's playing, you're not winning.
Right.
What are you saying
for a quick 2 minutes?
Whatever. Like, that doesn't mean anything. My only point is he got prolonged run last night. So that's why I heard everybody talking about him going, guys, Embiid, Embiid is out of the game.
Right.
And Howard's a foul. Like, what are you going to do? Like, that's what it is. If he has to play any prolonged minutes, you're going to lose.
He's just awful. I can't take it anymore.
I mean, you know what he is. I mean, he is what he is. Right? Like, there's no novelty.
No.
The high is he's a good dude. He loved being around the fans. And, you know, he shouldn't be playing in a playoff rotation. I mean, that's the bottom line.
I just had to get it off my chest.
There's a lot of people. It was funny. There's a lot of people talking about it, but it's like, why even? Like, you know that if Embiid's playing, it's the playoffs.
Right.
That's it. You're not going to see Mike. That's all.
All right. Thanks, man.
You know what I mean? Like, don't worry about it. Like, that, don't worry about.
All right. Thank you.
If you ask me what I really worry about outside of that MRI that I hear could be good, like, they feel good about it, but outside of the final diagnosis for Joel, yeah, I mean, I have some concern about Ben at the end of the games. I do. I've had concern about Ben offensively later in the playoffs. If, you know, the ball's in his hands. I think they got it fixed. I think they got it nurtured where they should be good and won't bog down. As long as the big man's there, they're going to win.
Yes.
That's where I'm at with it.
I'm still checking.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it does. No, none of the shams or the
Bulges. I'm on top of it.
Yeah. They are not doing media availability, obviously, because they didn't get until 6 in the morning after their...
But it's fine. It's fine.
All right. That's good to hear. We can all breathe. I mean, you know, I'm very happy with how the sentiment was with majority of the callers today. Like, everyone's in a good place right now.
I think so.
Which is fantastic.
I think so.
I was expecting a little bit more today from people that are freaking out, but we only got a few callers today.
No. Listen, I the concept of playing Maxi, because I got my buddy Anthony's going, well, how come he doesn't, he wants Maxi to play over Curry. And listen, I love Maxi. It's not where you're afraid to play him. Curry is going to give you spot up threes. The spacing was just off last night.
Yeah.
The big man. See, you're right. Like, Anthony's right to play Maxi if there's no Embiid. Right? That's when Maxi's got to get run with Ben. But with Embiid, you need the spot up shooter. Anyway, we'll talk about it. A lot of fun. Great stuff. Great to be back. On a Tuesday, first day of June, everybody, big week ahead. Enjoy yourself. Be careful. Stay tuned. Mikey Miss, Tyrone coming up next for the Mike Miss Solid Show. We love you. We'll see you in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.